Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, get ready. I'm running on about 3 hours sleep, and so that should provide us with an interesting show. I've noticed some of my best broadcasts are when I'm exhausted. You know, I flew up a month ago to confront Piers Morgan in New York and got on a plane at 6 in the morning and flew back, so I got about 3 hours sleep then. I drove about 2.5 hours to the edge of Houston, to a little town called Katy. Well, it's about 20,000 people, to protest Piers Morgan last night. He had on his show the Texas Attorney General, and he also had on the transmission with Piers Morgan, frequent guest on our show. We need to get him back on. That, of course, is Ted Nugent. But on my way down there, I got a call that the owner of Tactical Firearms was calling, trying to get a hold of me at the office. So I called him, and he said, "Listen, I'm a listener." And that's disinfo in the media that I said we should have background checks for ammo. And by the way, I'll let you come in and say hi to him in the green room to surprise him, but you got to promise not to be mean to him. So by the time I got there, because we stopped and ate and a few things, because I knew they were going live, so I thought, well, I'm not in a hurry. But again, Piers Morgan shot most of it taped, it turned out. By the time I got there, Piers Morgan wasn't, you know, in the area off to where they were setting up in one of the biggest shooting ranges in the country. He was in there already shooting, in the midst of shooting. I think it was 10 different guns, so he could demonize them properly. And they just walked me right in there. And I didn't know Piers Morgan was going to be in that room. I was going to meet with the owner of Tactical Firearms, because that's who I was going to talk to first, to see, hey, can I go talk to Piers? And thank God, I said, you know what, I better just start my iPhone. And I walk through, and it's Piers Morgan, and I didn't catch it on tape, but Jeremy Alcide, the owner, says that he has like high-def surveillance cameras and audio of everything. He's going to give it to us. And I saw it, though. Piers Morgan literally kind of stepped back and was like, whoa, like he'd seen a ghost. It was worth $1 million to... And I've been bullhorning. I bullhorned, I don't know, off and on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. So I've got more of the Batman voice today. I don't mean to talk like this. It's kind of comical in a way, but this is what my voice has turned into. "You've given everything you've got, Batman. I haven't given enough." Can you imagine those actors trying to talk like that? It's pretty ridiculous. So here I am. Here I am, and my voice will actually come back. It's funny. When I haven't been talking since I've been ranting and screaming, when I first get on the air, it's really hard to talk. But once I've been on a little while, it gets a little bit easier. When we come back from break, I will go over all the top headlines that are up on Infowars.com. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide. Man, the way they love to kill people is they will shoot your wife, shoot your kids, shoot you, and say you did it. That is so common. America Next, vigilante militias patrol Mexico, and in the areas where they're doing it, it's the only areas that are safe. Yeah, when the government's corrupt, people take the law into their own hands. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet, and that's always been the plan, but here they are again saying, cut off the resources, make everybody poor, that's the answer to everything. U.S. government says drone striking Americans is legal, that's why they're gearing up for it domestically. The video's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Alex Jones confronts Piers Morgan at gun range. We're going to play that video and audio. Ted Nugent says, full of crap, Piers Morgan needs to leave gun owners the hell alone, and I left before Ted Nugent came out at the end because I knew we had to drive back to Austin, but he drove by, rolled down the window, and said, "I'm going to kick his ass for you."
Gonna Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And we're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on XM 166, over 150 AM and FM affiliates, and of course the internet with audio streams, the free podcast, and more at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfowarsNews.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv for the video feeds. Wow. Same story that we have every day, but worse every day. Just so much info. It is all off the charts what we're going to be covering here today. Coming up here in about 25 minutes from now, we're going to have the owner of Tactical Firearms, one of the biggest shooting ranges and gun shops in the country. He's going to be joining us. He had Piers Morgan in his operation yesterday in Katy, Texas, just west of Houston. And some people will ask, why are you following Piers Morgan? Why are you talking about him? Piers Morgan only has a 500,000 viewers. Yes, I know that. I know that. But the rest of the globalist media is promoting him and pushing his sound bites. So he's the main voice of the White House. They admit they're in consultation with the White House. And so we are responding to them. He puts out the talking points that are picked up everywhere else. And so when he comes to Texas, we have to go there. And I did go there yesterday, and I'll tell you about what happened behind the scenes. And by the way, Rob Dew's got the footage. We got home at 1:30 in the morning, back to the office. It's high-def footage. He went in and downloaded it so he could edit it this morning because there's hours of it. And so we'll have that out later in the day, surely by InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock tonight. That's going to be live, by the way, with Aaron Dykes. It's going to be live tonight. More and more, it's live. Sometimes part of it's live. Some of it's already been taped. But this is live tonight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, that airs via the subscribers and then goes out on a lot of different cable systems and folks that actually download it and air it. It's PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. But it was just amazing how CNN was behaving behind the scenes. And then as soon as we turned our cameras off, they ran up and said, are you ready to come back with Piers? You'll be nice. Do it by satellite. Are you ready? It's just so funny. But the reason we went down there is you see Obama running around with the shotgun photo, firing the shotgun, saying he's skeet shooting. And you see Biden saying, nobody's going to take my Beretta, and Obama saying, I pledge never take your guns. It's the same stuff from 4 years ago. Whenever they think they have the initiative and can blame gun owners for some tragedy, they're like, you're all murderers, you're Klan members, you helped kill the children at Sandy Hook, you're the scum of the earth, we defeated Hitler, we can defeat you, you are the trash of the planet, you are the garbage, you are the filth, we have a right to not be endangered by you evil white Southerners, we'll overcome the Constitution, just all the race baiting, division, balkanization. But as soon as the data mining comes out that Forbes reported on, in fact, I never covered that properly Sunday. I want to bring that up when the owner of Tactical Firearms comes on. Will you guys re-pull me out of Sunday Stack, the article about NRA winning the gun battle? And again, it's not the NRA. They act like the NRA speaks for all gun owners. Well, they could be taken over. They could be infiltrated. They could be shut down. No, it's the Second Amendment. Our forebears, the Republic, the country born out of the attempt to take guns. They want to make it about the NRA, so it's not about the Second Amendment. But the point is, the big data mining companies say, look, it's conclusive. This is backfired on the gun grabbers. I don't need data mining to know this. I track things. I watch things. I really tell you what I believe. I don't get up here and just say something because I think it's what I want to happen. Mitt Romney. There it is, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. I'm going to cover that later. Mitt Romney was a globalist. Mitt Romney was there, though, to act like a constitutionalist or conservative slash libertarian so he could take the seat of that and represent it to then lose. This is the globalist program. I don't know if Mitt Romney was let in on this, but this is clearly what happened. So that he could put out those debates, they could be falsely discredited, and then they could say it was a mandate for socialism, open borders, world government, gun control, UN controlling our military, which we're now told. And Republicans come out and say, I guess it's a mandate. Yeah, we've got to do whatever the Democrats want. Yeah, it's a mandate. Really, Congress has a 9% approval rating? This is a rigged system. And the reason we're being told there's a mandate, and Republicans are even saying, do what the Democrats say more and more. And, oh, there's these few extremist Republicans in the House that, you know, only care about their constituents. How about the Constitution? And so we've got to get rid of them, and then America can go into the future with real change, change you can believe in. The mega banks have the same policy from Australia to Germany to Canada to the United States, from Mexico to Brazil, from Nigeria to South Africa. From the Horn of Africa to the streets of Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, they want the public poor and deindustrialized and controlled with only a few monopoly corporations controlling it. That's the real world paradigm. That's what's happening. I mean, here they are today. I've got mainstream news articles, and Kurt Nimmo wrote about it at Infowars.com. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide. We're going to get to that, but another Kurt Nimmo article. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet. And then they've got another article out today saying, well, what we need to do is we need to have people just work less and have less, and that's going to save the earth. That's in my stack of news. And see, that's what Obamacare does. The average worker now is going from about 40 hours a week to less than 30 because under Obamacare, written by the big corporations, they don't have to give you coverage. And so it is a permanently underemployed population of working poor. This is wealth destruction. And they just, I remember 3 years ago going in Whole Foods, or back in 2008 when they engineered that whole crash. I guess 5 years ago, man, how time flies. And half the magazines, we even went and shot video and did reports on it, said austerity's fun, it's cool, it lowers your carbon footprint, being poor is cool, get ready to be real poor, get ready for your power prices to double and triple. And driving home from Southeast Texas, just west of Houston from the Piers Morgan situation last night that I'm going to talk about in a moment, I saw the town of Fayetteville and the famous, modern example, 20-year-old, clean-burning power plant of Fayetteville that supplies part of Houston's power, but one-third of the unit, just three power plants, supplies Austin, and I'd read that they were going to go ahead and start powering it down and shutting it down, and that Austin was going to shut it down. It's part of the plant until it could be sold, of course, to insiders for nothing that we paid for. Some astronomical amount. Like I forget the numbers, like $700 million or something Austin paid for. I mean, you just type it up. Austin to shut down Fayetteville plant. They've shut down our other two plants. Now our final plant. Yep, that's it. And we're driving by at like midnight by Fayetteville. And I see the smokestacks, and I see the two that supply Houston, the two smokestacks that have the two factories, you know, the two factories of power, the two clean-burning coal plants on them, and then that one, and then no smoke was coming out of it. Of course, it's not really smoke. It was cold last night. It's water vapor and carbon dioxide, but the media tells you it's smoke. Oh, look, dirty smoke. And there it is, just turned off. So Austin has to buy its power from Boone Pickens. See that insider deal he's got. And so Austin has to buy its power from Mexico. They ship power and loses a bunch of it over the lines all the way from Mexico now out of dirty burning plants. So globalist insiders that gave money to the city council can make cash. And again, that's how my brain works. Everywhere I go, I just see they're evil. The average person would never know Fayetteville's where we got now half our power. They've shut down the other two plants. We were self-sufficient. Austin owned three plants. three plants, and was 100% self-sufficient and had incredibly cheap power, some of the cheapest in the country. It is now double. This is all in the Austin American Statesman. They're very proud of it. And the mayor says it's for the earth, and it's going to double again. But remember, the government district is exempt from the rolling blackouts and the power price increases, and select corporations are given that same pay rate, that same rate card. I mean, this is the real discrimination. While we're all worried about black, white, Hispanic, all this garbage, while they're trying to inject that all day, so we're thinking that's where the real action's going on, globalists are exempt. They take $85 billion a month, and less than $10 billion of it, this is even in the Wall Street Journal, goes to bankers and people. And they argue, hey, we're not getting this money for ourselves. No, it goes to prop up derivatives, but a little dirty secret, they've already written off most of those derivatives. They're already triaged. They just take the money, the $85 billion, and shove it into that black hole to destroy the money, because they're creating so much fiat currency. They say on the surface they want to control inflation, but really what it's all about is just destroying our wealth, because the globalists have unlimited fiat, but then it'll lose value if they don't destroy our wealth. You understand? So that's how they get wealthy, just like shutting off Iraqi oil is what the oil companies wanted to boost prices. It's not that they wanted more oil. They wanted less oil. Same deal. They don't want more power. They want less power, power they own. See how that works? And they're taking old ladies' houses for unpaid income tax they can't pay and stuff, to then just shove it into a black hole and burn it. I know I rant a lot about power plants. It just really gets to me that the power prices where I live have doubled the last 4 or 5 years. It's a globalist plan. It's happening all over the country, but we are the model. And they're on the news saying, it's for the earth. We're going to charge you even more. But by the way, we, the elite, are exempt, the alpha maggots. And that just illustrates everything I'm talking about in this country. And it's happening all over the world. And they are going to continue to drop the hammer on us until we wake up. They're going to impoverish everybody. I don't care if you're a bureaucrat, a police officer, a firefighter, a school teacher, a code enforcer. This is horrible what's happening. And I know most people in government aren't actively evil. You're just yes men. But my goodness, it's time to say no. But regardless, if you don't do the right thing in government, that's your issue. You continue to say people that don't like the government are terrorists, we're extremists, try to label us. That has only woken people up that much more. I talked to a lot of police officers last night that were out there, because the Attorney General of Texas was there and a bunch of other stuff, and they were all awake, all those Katy police officers. I talked to a whole bunch of veterans there that run security at the biggest, shooting range in the country. That is indoor shooting range. We can rent full auto and the rest of it to test them out. They sell one of the biggest silencer sellers in the country for people that get the ATF stamp and all the rest of it. The point is, that fellow's coming up in the next segment. It's just that people know we're going down the road of tyranny. We just need to figure out how to put the brakes on. And we have those remedies. It's just that those of us that know the remedies from the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, you know, America, that's what makes America America, and our enforcement of those laws, we have to rediscover that and enforce them. And we're going to be called terrorists because a foreign power has taken the country over, a foreign corporate power that's slick and has all the PR, but at the end of the day, it's still a fraud and a lie. Now, I didn't even get to this yesterday. I'm going to get into the whole Piers Morgan thing in the next segment and play the audio and video of my backstage confrontation with him. And it was friendly till the end, because I promised if they let me in there to surprise him, I'd be nice. And I'm a man of my word. They got a little snotty, and then I got a little snotty with them. Jesse Jackson pushes new Occupy plan, have Homeland Security occupy Chicago with armed TSA agents. And that's up at Infowars.com. We wrote about it yesterday. Mike Adams also wrote about that report over at naturalnews.com. But the issue here is that people said, oh, that's just Jesse Jackson saying we need to have federal troops and TSA to stop the crime wave in Chicago, where they've taken the guns from the people. And you can look at them banning the guns in the 80s. In fact, I was just looking at a graph in one of our reports last night, and you just see the crime rate explode after that. It's absolutely cause and effect. It's well known. Where there's more guns in legal hands, crime rate goes down because criminals are scared. Look at carjackings all over the country. They were an epidemic. Don't hear about those a lot, except if it's Chicago or New York or L.A., because you get your butt blown off doing that. I mean, probably half the cars driving around in Texas are packing heat. Half the women that I run into are packing heat in their purse. And it really scares the criminals. That's like police on the street. That's all it is. You can't have a cop there every time somebody commits a crime, but you can have a citizen there. And are you going to have some bad stuff happen? Yeah. But statistically, it's much better to have guns everywhere than to not have them. But everybody already knows that. People know that. That's why they're losing the gun-grabbing debate, and they're panicking. And here's the Forbes article, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control. We're going to break some of that down. But I wanted to play a clip here because I don't want to just mention this and have new listeners not know that we're back in the shop. I have all these different government people. It's not just Jesse Jackson. And I have TSA now with guns strapped to their hip, commando style, showing up where I live in Austin. They're everywhere. This is now happening. Army checkpoints, Marine Corps checkpoints. This is the plan. And they've had the governor of Illinois call for troops. They've had L.A. mayor call for feds on the streets. Federal police, federal troops. This is, I guess Chicago took over the federal government, so I guess the federal government now takes over Chicago. The joke goes. And all of this race card stuff against the Second Amendment doesn't make any sense. It turns the race card into the Joker card. Let's go ahead and go to that quick clip of Obama with his domestic security force he called for. And guess what? They're now setting it up.
We cannot continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, all of them never trust the original military when they take over, so they always create a new domestic security force made up of goons, criminals, thugs, and mercenaries. And that's what they're doing now under FEMA Corps. It's now rolling out with people in uniforms, many of them with sidearms, commanding citizen goon forces, Nazi brown shirts. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are back live. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to talk to Jeremy Allseed. He is a combat veteran, and he has one of the most amazing gun shops, gun stores, slash biggest indoor shooting ranges I've ever seen. Reportedly, the biggest in the country outside Houston, and I was blown away by it, and a whole bunch of his crew, Iraq and Afghanistan veterans and Desert Storm 1 veterans, that are his trainers and security team, were listeners once I got down there. And it was amazing to just see the response of the media to guys walking around basically in combat gear with their shotguns and AR-15s and their Reapers and the rest of it, walking around on the edge of Houston in the middle of an office park next to restaurants. And that's the image people need to get used to. If we, the citizens, want to go out dressed like the police, all armed, that's our right. If we feel like there's some type of danger out there. I felt completely safe with police and armed people all over the place. Where I don't feel safe is walking down the streets of one of the big city mafia-run places where they have off-the-chart muggings. I was seeing the statistics today, like 160-plus thousand reported muggings in London every year. I mean, it is just incredible, and the killings and the stabbings. We're going to be talking about that, but some people ask me, why are you talking about Piers Morgan? If he has a half million viewers on average, when I went on it was a million, then 800,000, you know, for the next week, and we have the CNN head producer saying, oh, we want to get you back on soon. It's just Piers really doesn't. Yeah, we've never had ratings like this. Yeah, never had ratings in his 2 years on CNN until I went on there. And now he doesn't have them anymore. He's trying to get them back with Ted Nugent and people. Isn't going to happen. People are sick of it. They want folks to get in the face of the gun grabbers. And that's why they want to get me back on, but they got their clock cleaned because it broke people out of their trance. Tacticalfirearms.us if you want to check out the site. Also, before we go to our guest, I'm going to play a few clips here first. He joins us via video Skype. I saw in the news that they had said that this gentleman had said, oh, I agree there should be background checks for bulk ammo buys. He never said that. And that was the media spinning when he'd been asked about that out of context. And Mike Adams has known him for about 5 years. And Mike Adams says he's the best guy he knows in firearms. And Mike's big into firearms. The Health Ranger, you know, frequent fill-in guest for us, contributor to InfoWars Nightly News. So I apologized for it yesterday, but it's not an apology that I was wrong. I went with mainstream media that was spinning it. I should know better. So I guess in a way it is an apology. You just cannot trust mainstream media. And no matter how much I know that over and over again, I still think that you can believe what they're saying. When it's local Houston media even, I tend to believe local mainstream media more than national mainstream media. And as a rule, that's generally true, but still, it's a rule. There are major exceptions to that. Now, why is Piers Morgan doing all this? I have decided to engage Piers Morgan because I'm not going to let him sit there and put out the national talking points. Because even though when he's top rated, on average, he has about 500,000 viewers, which is a joke. Old CNN had about 10 million just 15 years ago. They're a shadow of what they once were. Even though all of that is happening, they take his talking points and put it on Jay Leno and every other show, every other comedy show, Conan O'Brien, The Daily Show, CNN airs it on all their shows, Fox, MSNBC. That's why it's big. And when I ran into Piers Morgan, we're going to play a clip of this in a moment. When I ran into Piers Morgan, he said, oh, yes, you like the fame you've gotten. I mean, I have 3 million listeners a day conservatively, 15 million watch or listen one way or another a week. But I don't wear a crown and have a big entourage and all this. I guess I should if that gets people to pay attention. But here's Piers Morgan with his giant crew and satellite trucks and 15 people there with him standing around and booms and, you know, $300,000 cameras. It's the emperor's new clothes. And I had said that if they let me backstage with him to surprise him, I would be friendly. Well, it turned out that he'd actually read my article I'd put out on InfoWars. He says, well, you just said you wanted to shake my hand and be friendly. But he was there dropping comments like, oh, the fame you've gotten. Oh, you know, from me. Oh, my ears are still ringing and all this. So I hit back with, okay, Piers, why don't you have me back for another debate? Why don't you have me back on because, oh, you know I cleaned your clock. You know you got record ratings, but you know it actually woke people out of their trance. And that's the issue. Piers Morgan has admitted they're losing. Forbes has major data mining companies hired, NRA winning the influence battle over gun control, that this has actually backfired on them. So suddenly Obama is out there with the shotgun shooting to give everybody the image of, hey, I don't want to take your guns. Remember the clip 4 years ago? I'm not coming for your rifle, your shotgun, anything. Remember that? And now it's Piers Morgan going, I'm down here in Texas. I'm being friendly. I'm shooting the guns. I'm a nice guy. Come on. I just want to reasonably register you. And then he implied all these full auto military weapons the citizens could buy them. And no matter how many times the owner explained to him, the public can't get these unless a, you know, 6 month background deal and tax stamp and $5,000 bare minimum. And the really no crimes are committed with them. And Piers shot all over the ceiling when he shot full auto. Full auto is almost worthless unless it's on a big tripod, in my humble opinion. We're going to go to our guest. But This is the reason we're engaging this guy. We went down there and took over all the local news, the dozens of national newspaper articles about this. We're now in there with our quotes saying, go look it up, saying he's losing his gun grabber debate. Everywhere the gun controllers get control, they take all the guns. This is disingenuous. They're not saying, let's be reasonable for the kids. They are exploiting their deaths, and he's bragged that he stands on top of their graves and is using them. He's that arrogant. And
Piers Morgan is not a good seller of gun control, but that shows how arrogant the globalists are to send a foreigner over here, a redcoat, not because he's British, but because he's anti-gun from Britain, coming to America to take our guns. That's 1776 redcoat. Even Ted Nugent said, you are the best poster boy against gun control. It's true. It blew up in their face. They failed. So they're declaring victory because I went and blew up on them. That's what we need, is to get people out of their trance, to wake America up. Paul Revere said, to arms, screaming, let's kill people. I'm not screaming, let's kill people. I'm saying the opposite. Let's get politically involved and take America back. What would an average so-called conservative do today if Paul Revere showed up saying, to arms, they're coming for the guns, let's start shooting? They would go and arrest them. They would go and kill Paul Revere. The average conservative would shoot him out the top of their window. If you can't handle me yelling at somebody, you've got a problem. And we're going to go to Tactical Response owner, talk about his amazing tactical firearms. We're going to go to him here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to play the clip. And again, I walk in. I thought I was going to meet with the owner first. They walk me in, and it's Piers Morgan. He has this shocked look, but I'm shooting on iPhone, didn't catch it. The head of Tactical Firearms says he's going to give me the tape of it because he has high def in there from his security footage. But he jolts back in fear. We'll get a response from our guest on what he saw in a moment. And I go, hey, I'm just, you know, here to be friendly. And I wanted, you know, to debate you again. You know, I was sick when I was on your show. Well, you can just hear it from the actual tape. Here it is.
Hey, how are you, mate?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you. You good?
Yeah, I hope you have me back on.
I hear you're a big customer here.
Oh, no, but some of my listeners are. They say it's the best around here.
Yeah. You good? Are you enjoying global fame?
Oh, well, I already had quite a few listeners, but no, it certainly went viral.
Yeah.
That's why we should do another interview.
We might do.
And
my ears haven't recovered yet.
Do what?
My ears haven't recovered.
Well, it was good that I had a fever and was actually sick. That's why I was sweating. Mm. I almost didn't come because of that, but I said I'd do it. That's kind of why I got it. I didn't blow up on purpose. But I thought it turned out as, you know, good for people to think about the debate.
Sure, no, everyone talking. No problem with that.
Are you guys going live tonight?
Most of it, yeah. Maybe a couple of pre-records, but most of it's live.
Are you going to have me back on?
Well, I don't want to promote you that much, Alex.
I know, exactly. But I thought you won the debate, though. You were saying it was the best interview ever.
You said on your Twitter you wanted to shake my hand and have a civilized conversation.
Yes.
Here we are.
No. All right.
Good to see you again.
We just had a civilized conversation.
I've had very civilized conversations in Texas since I've been here.
All right, well, good. We'll see. We just had a friendly talk right there.
Good to see you again.
All right, good seeing you. Good luck with the show.
Take care.
Good to see you guys. Okay, so how about we do this? Since we're going to be shooting, do you mind, since these guys are going to be moving around a lot, if we're not part of the segment, we can just clear.
Yeah, I'll just step right back here.
It's totally fine.
Right.
Not during the segment, but, though. Yeah, we can't have it.
Okay, well, that's fine. It's just the owner who told me that. I thought you guys are live tonight.
We are, but we're just taping this. But
okay.
Can we just do this after?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Are you a CNN guy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought. Where's Jeremy, the owner? He was real nice. I talked to him on the phone.
Right there.
Okay, great. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
But do you mind? Sorry. We got to get out of here.
This is, okay, I understand.
This is
like Obama shooting the shotgun.
But we can talk right
now. Now you're going to make everybody think you're pro-gun.
Thank you much.
Because you lost the debate. I won. Yeah. You're scared to have me back on, Pierce.
Thanks, guys.
All right, and Jeremy says he's going to get the high-def footage off his security system and upload that to YouTube or give it to us so we can see the response of Piers when I walked in, because I didn't know. I thought I was going to meet with Jeremy, who was then going to let me go surprise Piers Morgan and give him a bottle of water. And as I walk through into the shooting range, there's Piers Morgan, and he took a step back and was like he'd actually, you know, walked into his bedroom and seen a vampire or something. But then he recovered quite quickly, and I was nice to him. So we did get a chance to actually surprise him. He knew I was coming, but he didn't know I'd be walked right into him. And it turned out the security hadn't even been told to do that. But they'd been told to take me to a green room. But by the grace of God, they took me right in. And again, we're doing this so he can't just operate on his own, so we can engage him in the debate and say, look, you don't want reasonable gun control to really try to protect innocents. You want a list to confiscate, as it has been done worldwide in every city you control. Now, Jeremy Allseed joins us, and he is the owner and founder of Tactical Firearms, a very interesting individual. And, of course, he just had that big show last night with Piers Morgan that's made national news again because of our protest outside and what happened. And again, at first, I thought that they were pro-Piers Morgan because of disinfo put out by the media, so I was going down there to protest. Instead, they let us in. Until CNN freaked out and asked us to go, and it was just amazing. So, Jeremy, great to have you on with us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, well, so much has happened. We did a taped interview yesterday that we're going to air tonight on the Nightly News, where you were very eloquent and broke down stuff for about 30 minutes. But out of the gates, what do you think of what happened last night?
I was really disappointed. You know, I take people for their word, just like you gave me your word and you kept it. You know, I give everybody that opportunity, and they told me it was going to be a live TV show, and over half of it was taped. And so the tape part, of course, was all edited. I didn't get any of my points across. They told me that just because it was taped, that they were going to leave it unedited. The whole 25-30 minute interview we did was unbelievable. And they said, we're even bumping a couple of things to put it in there. And I was all excited. And then I get home and I watch it, and you know, they made me sound like an idiot. And I said, what the heck? So I talked to my IT people this morning. They're pulling all the footage from the entire building, front, back house, every outside. And we're going to make our own maybe hour or two segment, and we're going to make it go viral with your help.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I told you on the phone driving up there when you were trying to get a hold of Mike Adams, and I got a hold of you because you were kind enough to reach out and say, I loved it when you answered the phone. When I called you back, you go, friendly fire, friendly fire. That was hilarious.
And we're on the same team. I'm like, man, I'm getting all these emails. I literally got 200 something emails in 30 seconds from all your listeners. And they're like, you know, you communist bastard. And I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about? That's not me. They said, Alex Jones says it was you. And I said, have him call me right now. So I called, you know, Mike. We've been friends for years. And I said, Mike, man, what's your boy doing over there throwing me under the bus?
Well, you've got a great company, and I certainly wish it was closer to Austin, but I may travel down there to do some shooting. Just an absolutely amazing facility. But expanding on this, I warned you. I said, they're going to end up taping. I said, let me guess, on the phone driving into Houston, I said, let me guess. They're telling you they want to just shoot some intro video. And you're, yeah, but they say most of it's live. And I said, no, they're going to make you look like an idiot. You go, well, great. I've got all the surveillance and high def and audio. And we'll just put something out. So this is the deal. I'd love if you need, in fact, if you want to give us the raw footage, you can approve our edit of it, you know, to make it go more viral. It needs to be about 15 minutes. And we'll show your interview what you really said. And that's the way to counter CNN. I've actually done that before, taped them in an interview and showed what I really said versus what they said. And they misrepresented you. They lied to you. And you have every right, I think, to expose them.
I agree. And I'll never have them back. Of course, I'd love to have you back. Go do some helicopter hog hunts, full auto style. It's going to be fun. But, you know, I gave him a chance. I wanted to be a Texan. I wanted to be a Christian and, you know, open up my doors and try to show them the error of their ways. And because they said they want to be educated, they wanted to learn about guns because he hasn't handled a gun in over 10 years. And so I took that as an opportunity to, you know, maybe show them that, you know, just because you don't understand guns doesn't mean you have to be scared of guns. And I let him shoot, you know, thousands of dollars worth of ammo, all the way from a 22 to a 50 BMG, Uzis, MP5s, Chris 45s, you name it. And the only thing they fixated on was the stupid AR-15. And then, of course, the Maldus, you know, saying, well, who needs one of these? And, you know, I've got a lot of high-end customers that purchase these weapons as investments.
You never hear about a crime being committed with a Maldus. What are you doing, shooting Godzilla?
Right. At $3,600 a minute, most people, you know, even the wealthy can't afford just to, you know, let those things fly full auto. So
unbelievable. Well, I want to break down more of what happened, but this is the issue with mainstream corporate media and why it blew up at Piers Morgan. They lied to me and said, we're not going to have victims' families on right before you come on, even though I've been told by internal sources. Sure enough, they did. They got in my face. They made sniveling comments. And I didn't want them to know. I know you're liars. And that's why I told you. I said, no, if you let me go in and talk to him and surprise him, I'll be polite and shake his hand. And I did what I said I'd do. Yeah. And you notice they lied to you. And they always lie. That's what I'm saying. These are liars.
Right. I understand now. I had to give them a chance. I just had to. You know, I apologize for all my customers that, you know, feel disappointed because I let them into the door. It's just if we back down from our enemies and our foes that, you know, we have no chance to express how we feel.
Well, listen, you've absolutely got to release as soon as you can, you know, your real interview with him and what was really said. And then we could cut it in if you want, because I've got an expert crew, cut into CNN. And it's all fair use to document what they did and show how they twisted it. What message did you really want to get across? Because, again, this has 3 million listeners. He has 500,000. He is huge when he goes viral. But he only goes viral when he gets constitutionalists, libertarians, and conservatives on. That's why he's getting people on, because he needs our audience. He even said, I don't care if you hate me, just watch. So he now has a bigger audience than he's ever had of people that hate him. I mean, can you imagine that?
Right. Well, you can go back and look at the video. And you can see 1 minute I'm wearing glasses, 1 minute glasses and hearing protection, next minute just hearing protection. And, I mean, you can see that it's all, you know, clipped and put together. One of the big things that, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to be a spokesperson. I don't have the statistics. But the one thing that I do know is if you look at all the mass shootings, they all happen in places where concealed carry were not allowed. And so I don't have the answer to fix all the problems. You can't ever fix all the problems. There's going to be crazy with or without guns.
Yeah, humans aren't perfect.
Right.
There's always going to be crazies. Always have been, always will be.
But
the only answer is good people protect ourselves.
Right. And these people are, you know, they're into self-preservation. They don't want to die, but they want to go kill people, and they're cowards. And so they look for a target-rich environment. And if you are given door A and door B, and you're the bad guy and you want to go kill people, and behind door A, you're guaranteed there's going to be nobody that's armed and nobody shooting back, and you've got door B, and door B, there could or could not be people shooting back. Which door is the bad guy are you going to choose? Door A. So we need to eliminate door A. So I'm going to make some t-shirts that say eliminate door A. I think that's the first step. We need to allow concealed carry into movie theaters and malls and arenas. And, you know, it's brought up, well, you know, well, what happens if, you know, one of these CHL people accidentally shoots another person? You're thinking too far into it. If the bad guys know that there are guns behind the door, they're not going to go in and you're not going to have to use it.
Look, FBI crime statistics, 49% drop in violent crime since 1991, because you can watch the graph of crime going down as gun ownership goes up. I mean, right. They know this. Again, we try to argue with them with facts. They're authoritarians. They've got bodyguards. Piers Morgan makes like $8 million a year. He knows, okay? He knows he had his security. He knows it's about elitism, and they are afraid of the armed society because they want the monopoly of control. What else did you say to Piers Morgan that ended up getting twisted and cut out?
Well, one of the things when he was talking about home protection, I told him that a shotgun is excellent for home protection because it dissipates more, where a pistol or a rifle round doesn't deform as it goes through the sheetrock. And I've seen you know, 5.56, 223, 9mm, go through 4 or 5 walls, which are 8 layers of gypsum, and still have lethality. Where a shotgun, you know, after going through one wall, it definitely doesn't have enough to go through 2 walls, 4 sheets of shotgun, you know, or sheetrock through.
Flangible.
Right. And, you know, the whole point is the lead shot, you know, absorbs it, or it. The energy stopped by the sheetrock, where a pistol or rifle round's not. And so in my 19 years in military and law enforcement, I've learned that that's why shotguns are the best for home defense. And because if you shoot a pistol and you miss, what you're going to miss?
You don't want to kill your kids.
You don't want to kill, exactly. Or your neighbors. You don't want to go through 2 walls and a window. And so you're responsible for every round that leaves. Well, I said, you know, you even if you miss or you can't miss, and, you know, talked about, because this is the round used because of the, you know, energy absorption, they cut that out. So the only thing that I think it caught me saying was, you can't miss with a shotgun. And I'm like, well, what do you mean you can't miss? So I got, you know, slammed. People said, well, you can't miss with a shotgun. What are you talking about?
No, they make you sound like a total idiot. And it sounds like you're saying, yeah, you shoot guns and kill your neighbors, but you can't miss with a shotgun. It sounds like crazy babble.
Right. And, you know, that's what happens when you have 30, 40 minutes of taping. And they show 11 minutes of it.
You know, one reason I blew up at Morgan, too, is that I'm in there about 10 minutes before we go live, sitting there with him. He's looking at me real coldly. And they're like, yeah, look, he's not wearing a jacket. Move him out front. Yeah, look at the belly. And I hear him. And so they move us out. Okay, Alex with his tucked in shirt has a little bit of a pot belly. And I mean, literally, I hear them whispering how to make me look bad. And it's just like, you're a bunch of cockroaches.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it. And I see you and I know what you are.
Yeah, you're going to love the security footage. You know, when you had left the room, they said, oh, we can't allow him to ruin our show. And, you know, and I said, you know what? He's got freedom of speech. He can say whatever he wants. So, you know, I applaud you for coming out. And I'm glad the truth's going to be known.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself, because you've got quite a history in training and things as well to be able to speak about the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's, you know, I've always been an advocate of guns. I grew up in a military and law enforcement family. I've been military and law enforcement since I got out of high school. It's something that I'm passionate about. I was blessed enough to be able to retire from the stock market and not have to do a 9-to-5 job. I shopped at the stores here in Houston when I moved here, and I was just upset that you either got, you know, crazy high prices over retail, or you go into another place and they're rude. Or you go to another place and they don't know the difference between a 380 and a 38. And just over 3 years ago, I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning with a dream that I had a gun store with a range. And it was the nicest range in the U.S. It smoked everything. And then we had three principles, and that was guaranteed lowest prices, best customer service, and best knowledge in the business. And so I just moved forward with that dream. And here we are now, you know, normally we do about $1 million a month. It's been pretty crazy here because of the surge, but now we're sold out and we're not making anything. But that's not the point. And the point is just take care of our customers and they'll take care of you and enjoy what we do.
Well, the good news is you told me you're going to be building something near Austin.
We are. Actually, what we're doing right now, we bought the land next door. We're going to be doing an indoor trap, skeet, and sporting clays facility.
Ooh, I like that.
Indoor 100-yard range, full manufacturing, 50 more pistol. We've talked to the owners of Twin Peaks. They're interested in putting their restaurant in our facility. Child care. So it's going to be a 10-story mecca of just come and do it all, a one-stop shop. And it's about $25 million. But at that point, it'll be the nicest facility in the world. Right now, we've got the nicest, most advanced shooting range in the U.S., and it will be the nicest in the world when this comes online. As soon as that's done, then we're going to move to the Woodlands in Dallas and the Austin, San Antonio area or somewhere in between.
So instead of having the giant pro bass shops that look like huge motherships that have landed, we're going to have huge mega complexes with you heading it up. Beautiful, because we need wealth and we need success. We need an economy. And this is a beachhead against tyranny. That's why they're panicking so bad. We're about to go to break. I'm going to do 5 more minutes with you, an amazing interview. But tell me, what else did they say behind the scenes that we're going to be seeing on these videos?
Well, it's I couldn't really understand much. Hopefully the camera, since I have 130 high-definition cameras with audio and video, picked up more than I could, because every time they wanted to talk, you know, they would go off in the corner and whisper in their little earpiece and stuff. And I just know things kept changing. They said it was going to be live, and then they said, oh, well, this changed. Oh, well, this changed. Oh, but it's not edited. It's all raw footage. And oh, but this changed. And the whole thing was a lie. And so, you know, you can't trust a word that they say.
Well, no, they're there the whole time angling how to hurt you. They're there to deceive people and go, we're just reasonable. Look, Obama's shooting a shotgun. We're not going to take your guns. We just got a bunch of bills introduced to do it. We're your friends. Don't run. We are your friends.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I've got to get Jeremy Alcide back on the broadcast for a full hour. Because what an American success story. Veteran, invests in the stock market, makes money, starts a gun shop, gun range, becomes incredibly successful, now expanding, about to go all over Texas. That's how it happens. It's like the Bucky's truck stops that are getting so popular, started by one of Ron Paul's friends. You've got constitutions and come and take it signs hanging up all over the place. I mean, this is how we're going to take over, is taking over the culture. People want to support patriots, and we've got to support them. And I think it's important for folks to go to tacticalfirearms.us and absolutely check out what they're doing. And anybody in South Texas, or if you're coming through Houston, you got to go to Katie and check it out. Their address is up there. You can also give them a call, 281-693-GUNS. It's at 1200 S Mason Road, Katy, Texas, 77450. And in closing here, we only got about 3 minutes left in this segment. I've thrown a lot of stuff out there, Jeremy. You know, once you leave here, what is it that you wish you would have said? Other key points you'd like to add?
Well, it's just, you know, the point of, you know, that Ted Nugent made, which I'm glad that they didn't edit him. They tried to make him shut up. But he's got a pretty loud voice. And, you know, guns don't kill people. Everybody knows that. I'm preaching to the choir here. You know, everybody knows that. You know, it's the couple of crazies that make us all look bad. And we just need to stick together and spread the word and let people know that we're not going to back down at all. We can't give them an inch because they'll take a mile. You know, if this is the case, then we need to start throwing back at them. I know this is going to upset people. We need to start banning alcohol and spoons because of obesity and pencils because they cause misspelled words. And, you know, if they're going to be crazy, what's the answer? Do we get crazy? I don't know the answer. I'm just sick and tired of these people coming after what I fought for my country to preserve, and that's the right to bear arms, you know, amongst all the rest of the rights. And, you know, let's just go ahead and get rid of the Fourth Amendment too, you know, have some illegal search and seizures, and then let's go ahead and get trim a little fat off the first. And you can only talk, you know, on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. I mean, where is it going to end?
Well said, but unfortunately, he didn't let any of that get on air. But what's really bad is editing you like he did.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, he has to live with himself with that. He's going to meet his maker, and I have a clear conscience. So, you know, with help from people and viewers like you, we're going to get the word out, and they're not going to be able to touch us. We're going to prevail.
Did you have a chance that, you know, after he did the few pieces live, but most of it taped, to say, hey, that's not what you said you were going to do, or did he scurry off?
I came this close from pulling the plug when we were actually in the range, because they said we're going to do a couple of segments, and then it turned into a longer piece, and I said, what is the point of shooting all these guns? What's the point of this? You wanted to learn about guns, and you're asking these questions that I feel are going to be one-sided. And he said, oh, no, no, no. You'll get your point across. We promise. We'll air your point across.
Yeah, we promise.
I came this close saying, you know what? Pack it up and leave. But I said, that's not the Christian thing to do. Let's just see what happens. Give them a chance. And then, sure enough, they ruined it, and they'll never get another
one. Well, do you know why Piers Morgan and the rest of mainstream cable has less listeners than a small syndicated radio show, some of the smaller ones out there? It's because they've been caught lying so much. They're not lying in a vacuum anymore. Everybody sees their butt hanging out the window, and they think we don't see it.
Right. Right. Hanging out my window, I'll shoot it next time.
All right. Well, listen, I want to get you up for a full hour sometime next week to just talk about the American success story. And I'm glad Mike Adams called me up to say, look, that's a baloney media article. And I apologize that I bought in to what the media was saying. I've got to learn, just like you're saying, I can't believe I trusted him. I called you and said, don't trust him, but I trusted him. So I apologize for believing them and saying that Tactical Firearms was not pro-Second Amendment. I apologize.
That's all right. Thank you, brother.
All right, let me say bye to you during the break. We've got our next guest coming up with some key news, and then we're going to continue throughout the broadcast today with your phone calls. But that is the owner and founder, Jeremy Allseed of Tactical Firearms, tacticalfirearms.us. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have open phones in the third hour and a giant news blitz of information concerning the incredible designed implosion of the economy that is accelerating. What Obamacare means as people discover it's all these taxes on the poorest Americans, just incredibly draconian. We're also going to get to the fact that active duty Marines have contacted us, and Watson should have the article out. In fact, it just went up at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We're talking photos of the reported shooter that nobody's released. I mean, this is an exclusive. And I forgot to call Watson and tell him to put infowars.com on the photo of the supposed shooter. And we've talked to these Marines that actually served with him, were in barracks with him. They said the guy was a mechanic and did not have PTSD. So U.S. Marine questions narrative behind Chris Kyle murder, doubts alleged killer Eddie Ray Ruth suffered PTSD. And Watson has the photos of the Marine in barracks, and we were sent the Marine IDs, everything, by these guys to document it. And will you bring me the cell phone in here? I don't know why Watson didn't put the photo in there, because I just announced. Oh, there it is, unpublished photo. Oh, he has it pop open that way. All right. Hey, that's fine, but CNN and all the rest of these scallywags, not that I want the credit, but I'm sick of them stealing our stuff and not giving us credit when we give them credit. Get me Kurt Nemo in here real quick. And then we're going to go to Dr. Peter Glidden here with some breaking news. I want to get Watson, and I want to put InfoWars on that. That's big news right there. That's the supposed shooter in the Marines. Okay? And I want our website, InfoWars.com, on that. And I told him that this morning. I'm not mad. I'm just going crazy here. It's like, am I talking in a vacuum? Will you call Watson? And will you tell him to put InfoWars.com on that unpublished photo, but also don't just have it linked, post it in the article? Okay, I mean, that's us breaking the reported shooter in the Marines. There's no photos of him. That is big national news right there. I mean, my God, it's like we've got the boat tied up to the dock here with the engines going at 500 horsepower tied up to the dock, and I'm pulling the dock down the lake here. Cut the rope, man. Boom, InfoWars, let's go. Incredible crew doing a great job, but I'll just call Watson right now on air. I mean, this is just real radio, folks. I'm working so hard. I got home at 2:30 last night. This is just total transparency. I don't have time to do this editor job, here. And by the way, I'm killing myself doing this. I'm going to have to take a week off here soon and just get back in the gym and everything, because, I mean, I'm just burning the candle at all 15 ends here. Amazing. But anyways, this is big breaking news that we've got right here. More like a football coach in a rampage on the sidelines. Hey, Watson, this is an exclusive photo. I want you to add InfoWars.com to it, and I want you to post it embedded in the article, okay? Will you do that for me? When we get an exclusive big national story, and we're being given this by the Marine that took it, we need to put... All right, listen, I'll call you back. Listen, I'll call you back during the break, okay? Holy Toledo. All right, yeah, that's him. That's him right there. All right, and Watson's doing a great job. I mean, my crew's doing an awesome job. It's just that this is the stuff that goes on 24-7 around here. All right, I'm going to settle down. This is real radio. This isn't talking points. This isn't people scripting things. This isn't fake people up there acting like big shots, ladies and gentlemen. This is the real deal. This is real radio, somebody focused on liberty, angry about the New World Order, taking action. All right, for the rest of the hour, we are joined by syndicated radio host and, of course, a doctor. And he is on the broadcast with us here, joining us from his office, Dr. Peter Glidden. And I wanted to get him on to talk about 780,000 people are killed each year from MD treatments. That's conservative. At least 31 school shootings have been on the psychotropic type stuff. We're going to get into all that and a bunch of other statistics that are hard numbers that we need to talk about here today. But I wanted to get Dr. Glidden on first to talk about several new big announcements that just show the total Twilight Zone level that we're in. If we can have a document cam shot here for TV viewers. Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ. Okay? Now, this came out last year, but now there's another report in the Huffington Post about this, who's called me a conspiracy theorist, talking about this in the past. And Harvard study confirms fluoride reduces children's IQ and causes cancer and all the rest of it. And they looked at 27 studies over 22 years by governments and scientific institutions. Yeah, that's why they put it in the water. John P. Holdren talks about it in his book. It's to dumb you down and reduce your fertility. Okay? Now, here's another one. Government to dispose of radioactive waste by putting it in silverware. Wall Street Journal and others reporting on this. Let me give you the bibliography here. where it breaks all this down. Again, EPA, FDA, AP, Bloomberg. That's why I love these Washington blog articles. It's just overkill documentation. Congressional reports. And they now want to take scores of different types of radioactive isotopes, highly radioactive shielding from reactors, and put it in silverware and put it in prosthesis, everything else. Look, this is being done on purpose. And I know Dr. Glidden's a nice guy and says they're just idiots. And I know the average MD is compartmentalized. But Dr. Blaylock, who's a top MD brain surgeon, he says it's on purpose and he's gone through the documents. And again, regardless, these people are killing us. They're worried about poor 20 children killed, and it's sad. But what about the hundreds of thousands of people dying from infections every year? So I take you now to Dr. Glidden. He is a naturopathic doctor and host of Fire Your MD Now. And Dr. Glidden received his BS degree from the University of Massachusetts at Amherst. He earned his ND from University in Seattle, Washington. He is a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians and an Illinois Association of Naturopathic Physicians. He's lectured for decades and been all over every TV show you can imagine. And he joins us. FireMDNow.com is his website. Our website with all his info is InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, Dr. Glidden, you heard me just do that whole rant there. This is just the stuff this week where it's like, yeah, we're going to put, the government's going to approve putting radioactive isotopes in metal in your tables and in your utensils. It's no big deal. And DU is good for the troops. And fluoride kills you, but we're going to put more of it in the water and we're going to spray it on the, I mean, what is going on here, Dr. Glidden?
Well, I'm starting to come over to your side of the equation, Alex. You're right that, you know, in my experience with conventional medicine, until recently, I have been of the opinion that medical doctors are just compartmentalized in how they're trained and how they're taught. They're a little bit cowardly because they don't want to step outside of the box of their conventional medical training. And, you know, it's just like their point of view versus our point of view. But I got to tell you, man, when I was in medical school in 1987, I was a freshman in medical school in 1987. I saw a study that was conducted in India, which conclusively proved that fluoride reduced IQs. That was 1987. Why has it taken so long for this stuff to come mainstream now? Well, I'm starting to come around to your way of thinking. We have been played. We're continuing to be played. And I got to tell you, man, this fluoride stuff is the tip of the iceberg.
So where does it go? Where does it go from here?
Well, where does it go from here? It goes down and down and down and down. It's like we're all embedded in that movie, The Matrix, right? No, nobody knows that it's a dream, but it's all a dream. Well, it's not a dream, but nobody. We have become enculturated to believe that when it comes to our health, yeah, our medical doctor, our MD, knows what's best for us. And you know, they must have the best medicine because they're the king of the hill. They must know what's best for us. But in point of fact, they only know what they've been trained in. And what they've been trained in is one small piece of the pie of medicine. And the stuff that they have been trained in is not really healthcare. It's disease management. It's disease management. And so when you manage illnesses with drugs, guess what? You don't fix anything. Things get worse. Our life expectancy, while we've let the MDs drive the bus of medicine, has gotten less. All chronic diseases have increased. Alzheimer's has risen from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. Autism used to be 1 out of 10,000. Now it's 1 out of 80 or 50, depending on how you crunch the numbers. Everybody in this country is overweight. Everybody in this country is taking prescription medicines. Everybody in this country is sick and suffering and poor, and I believe it, man. I think it is an on-purpose agenda which is designed to keep us sick and suffering and broke.
Well, of course it is. Let's go over some of the statistics here. And again, people say, oh, statistics. No, I mean, FBI crime statistics, very accurate, gathered from the local governments. You know how many murders there were, it's very clear. How many muggings, whatever, you know, gets reported, it's... But expanding on that, we know how many die in hospitals, how many die from drug overdoses, how many die from bad drug interactions. It's on the federal government's own website. It's on the FDA's own website, but it doesn't get publicized how insanely out of control the medical establishment is. And now it's becoming this tyranny where they're saying, we're going to make the nurses all take shots. We're going to make you take shots. Just like in Nazi Germany, it's a medical model being used to take over.
Well, I mean, it's absolutely correct. It's a medical model that's being used to take over. For goodness sake, the pharmaceutical industry funded the beginning of World War II, and right, the Bayer, which was involved in war crimes of World War II, is now selling your kids aspirin. I mean, it's just completely out of control. And as crazy as people can, you can consider just sitting back in your armchair, reading the newspaper, having a somewhat open mind that there's got to be something going on here with the pharmaceutical industry that, man, they are not giving us the straight skinny. Well, I've got to tell you, after 24 years of clinical experience, it is a million times worse than you think it is.
We're going to come right back and break down some of the latest medical news and how people are striking back and more attempts to try to restrict just even over-the-counter vitamins and minerals because they know people are discovering at least the treatment, if not the antidote, to all the mass poisoning.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
There was a major Clemson University study we're going to talk about in the next long segment coming up that is just bombshell info. But really, it's not, because Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for something similar, what, back in the 60s. But we're going to be looking at what is old news, rediscovered, redocumented scientifically, really breaking, earth-shattering information. We dropped so many bombshells here, and then later I'm thinking about it and going, man, I just reported that like it was no big deal. And that's what I just did with this Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com article, where we're talking to active duty Marines who obviously think Chris Kyle was killed as part of some larger nefarious program. And there is a purge going on. Author and former intelligence. Guys, you punch my computer up. I want to show people if you're watching on TV. And there's a shot of the man with his son. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide. And that's how they do it. They'll kill you, kill your wife, and say that you killed her. If that ever happens to me, folks, it was a setup. Okay? Hell would freeze over before I hurt my family. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide. And then here it is. U.S. Marine questions narrative behind Chris Kyle, the most deadly sniper murder. And this is a big story, folks, up at Infowars.com. Doubts alleged killer, Eddie Ray Roth, suffered from PTSD. He was a mechanic that they knew and that they were together with and that never saw any combat. That is big news. That is big news. This thing stinks to high heaven. Going back to Dr. Glidden, I want to go over some of these statistics. Break down the 780,000 people killed each year from MD treatments, and then let's get into at least 31 of the school shootings and other school-related violent acts have been committed by those taking or withdrawing from psychiatric drugs. I mean, why aren't they getting blamed instead of the Second Amendment? Let's go over who the real danger is in this country.
Well, see, this is what happens when an industry is monopolized by something, then whoever is monopolizing the industry has complete control of the industry. And medicine in the United States has been completely monopolized by the pharmaceutical industry and the MDs since the early 1920s. I mean, most of us weren't even born, you know, weren't even alive then, so we don't remember. And this certainly isn't taught to us in school. And so when you monopolize in any aspect of any industry, you can get away with murder. And, you know, you pass it off as, oh, it's just par for the course. It's just collateral damage, and nobody questions it. The third leading cause of death in the United States is heart disease. The third leading cause of death is cancer. 550,000 people a year are killed by cancer. Second leading cause of death is heart disease. 690,000 people a year are killed by heart disease. The leading cause of death, 780,000 people a year are killed because of MD treatments. And that's a combination of infections that they got in hospitals, side effects from drugs, and just direct effects of the treatment, like Neil Armstrong, for goodness sake. Neil Armstrong you know, went into his doctor for an annual checkup, and they do an angiogram, and they say, well, Neil, there's a little bit of a blockage there in your coronary artery, and so we think that you need to give you a bypass, just a preventive bypass, and Neil Armstrong believes them. And so he has the bypass, and they kill him, and they kill him, and they get a pass. And, you know, there's no outrage. There's no headline stories. It's, oh, they did their very best. Well, guess what? They didn't do their very best. Guess what? When, even though MDs, blessed, you know, they might be the nicest people in the world, but their therapeutics consistently fail to fix us. Their therapeutics consistently hurt us. And now, heaven forbid, they're the leading cause of death. And guess what the government is making us do? Obamacare now is making it mandatory. It is making it mandatory for us to buy medical insurance, which gives us access to the type of medicine that is not only the leading cause of death, but it is also the cause of, while these guys have been driving the bus, chronic disease is skyrocketing. It is going through the roof. The only reason we put up with this nonsense is because there is not a free medical market in the United States. There isn't. You want a perfect example? The state of Illinois just fined me $5,000 for putting the word doctor on my website. $5,000. The only person that can call themselves a doctor in the state of Illinois are people that have MDs after their name. It's ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen, which is why the best thing you can do for your health, if you're suffering from a chronic disease, is fire your MD now. Get on board with medical nutrition and take your health back.
Absolutely. I couldn't do what I'm doing, working 18 hours a day, 20 hours a day yesterday, without these products. And it's just amazing. And they're all available at InfoWarsHealth.com. I want to come back and talk about Obamacare and then this Clemson study. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are riders on the storm, make no mistake, and if we stand up against this tyranny, we'll have a better world. A couple items I want to draw listeners' attention to up on InfoWars.com. We've talked a lot about this, but here's the Huffington Post. Suicides now America's leading cause of death by injury study. Because I see comments on YouTube and stuff going, I looked up the number one cause of death, and it's heart attacks, and then cancer, and then hospital visits. Oh yes, the FDA now lists the hospitals. Accidental death, them killing you with bad drug interactions or infections, is the number three cause. But I've had Mike Adams and others on to break down the numbers. That's a low estimate they've got at 197,000 on there a year. It's way over that. But the government says it's number three. But of unnatural death, the number one cause is suicide. And that's because of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that on their own inserts say they're going to kill you. Understand, that's unnatural. Death by injury. And they could. That's how they label a suicide. 22 U.S. service people, most of them active duty, kill themselves every single day. That's seven times the previous record at the end of the Vietnam War. Look it up. And you're not going to hear Piers Morgan crying about that. You're not going to hear him freaking out about that. Dr. Peter Glidden is one of our advisors at InfoWarsHealth.com, and he's involved with longevity, and we have all the products discounted with free shipping when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. I really believe in these products. I've turned down countless other products, you know, that promise they cure this, promise they cure that. I just won't do it. Just like I've been at gold companies come to me and say, we want to sell numismatic collectors. And I know, and I look up the coin they want to sell, and it's 200, 300% markup. I go, nope, I won't sell gold with more than a 15% markup. And most of it, Ted Anderson sells, is about a 3 to 5%. He can't even hardly fund his operation doing that, but he has become fifth largest gold broker in the country because he is so competitive. My point is that I really try to give you a good deal. And this is, you know, I've never done MLM, but that isn't even what this is. You notice longevity never promotes themselves as a business. That they use that as the computer model to have distributors. because it works best, and that's why it's one of the most successful MLMs. And, you know, the cruddy ones give it a bad name. Been around 16 years. It's unbelievable. You can go to InfoWarsTeam.com and sign up to be part of that, or InfoWarsHealth.com and just get the products. But when you sign up to be a distributor, you do get a discount. It's $10 to sign up and get the discount. And you can also sign up and get free auto shipping. When you sign up for auto ship, you get free shipping. And the money we make off this goes into, excuse me, defending the Second Amendment. Bullhorned last night for about an hour and a half, so my voice is shutting in. It goes into having all these other guests on and supporting what they're doing, supporting Gun Owners of America, standing up for liberty. We're funding ourselves with high-quality water filters, with you know, pro-liberty T-shirts, with all these things we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We're not like George Soros that gets banker bailout money, or Warren Buffett, and then Warren Buffett goes and finances ABC Nightly News. You know, they now have underwriting by the globalists. CNN has it. CNN gets, you know, foreign governments like Qatar and others to fund them. And we don't have that. You know, we have those folks all trying to make sure we're not on air. We're funded by you. And so I try to, instead of just having donations or something, I try to sell things I believe in. InfoWarsHealth.com. To find all the products. And we'll plug them at the end of the hour. That's not why Dr. Glidden's here. He's here to go over the news, and I want to get into some of that news. We're going to get into drones as well before he leaves us. And they're now saying guilt by association. If we claim we think you might know somebody in a terrorist group, drones can kill U.S. citizens. No judge, no jury. The president is God. So we're going to be looking at all of that. But I wanted to get Dr. Glidden's take on the Clemson study. Over a year-long study by the highly respected outfit there at Clemson, and I had it here in my stack. But we can just punch it up on screen, or maybe Richard can run that into me. But Dr. Glidden, I don't know if you have this in front of you. I meant to have the crew tell you that I wanted to get into this. Tell folks about this study, because this is a scientific study by a university. Here is the study. Thank you. Publishing Yahoo News, The Street, you name it, and tell people what it found just beyond Tangy Tangerine did that we sell at InfoWarsHealth.com, and how big of a breakthrough this is. Just an example of the system knew this. I mean, Linus Pauling won the Nobel Prize for similar research, but this is a modern reconfirmation. Tell people what it says in there.
Well, for goodness sake, you know, the medical profession has been telling people for 100 years that vitamins just give you expensive urine, that it's nonsense, don't take it. You can even read some reports that'll tell you incorrectly in scare tactics that vitamins are dangerous. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Everything that I do, everything that my colleagues do, all holistic physicians in the world, what we do is we provide science-based, clinically verified, non-drug therapeutics. And so the Clemson study is awesome on 2 points. Because it looked at Youngevity's nutritional supplements. It looked at two of Youngevity's nutritional supplements, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic. And it cultured human cells, and then it added the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Classic to it in vitro studies with human tissue cultures. And they came up with two conclusions. Number one, there is 100% zero toxicity. There is no toxicity, zero toxicity from the Youngevity's nutritional supplements. Number two, the Youngevity nutritional supplements Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic increased the death of colon cancer cells. It increased the death of colon cancer cells. This is a breakthrough. Well, you know, it's not a breakthrough as far as I'm concerned, because I've seen research like this for the last 24 years. Everything that I and my colleagues have done for the last 24 years is science-based and clinically verified, but this is brand new. This is a hot ticket item, and it's done by Clemson University, and their results were so remarkable that now they're going to follow through with human studies. They're going to follow through with double-blinded clinical trials that are actually going to show the doubters, the would-be, the ne'er-do-wells, the doubting Thomases, that yes, in fact, guess what? Pick your head out of the sand, lift yourself up, dust yourself off, and take your nutritional supplements, because if you do not, it is only a matter of time until your body runs out of something that it needs, and when it runs out of calcium or magnesium or sulfur or vitamin A or vitamin B, something breaks. So you get arthritis, you get heartburn, you get type 2 diabetes, you get high blood pressure, and you're sick and you're in trouble and you're suffering. And you go to a medical doctor who owns medicine in your county. It's the only medicine you have access to, and they throw a drug at the problem.
Here's an example.
High blood pressure.
Here's an example. Rob Dew, the head of the nightly news crew, he was out tubing, got caught in some rocks, ripped, I forget the names of it, the ACL, but also the other side of his knee. They said the two different doctors, 100%, you need surgery, you'll never walk again. I said, listen, go to a chiropractor. He said, no, I'm going to go to one. I said, try to work that out. 6 months later, he hiked 4 miles up a mountain with me, and his knee is completely better. And he went to chiropractors, and they worked it out and realigned it and told him the exercises to do and also to take high-powered vitamins and minerals. And guess what? They didn't get to cut open his knee. Ted Anderson, they told him, you've got to have surgery on this knee. 6 months on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the essential fatty acids and other products from InfoWarsHealth.com. Gone. Gone. They absolutely do not want you to know this because they want to cut you open. And I'm not saying if you have a compound fracture, Heroic MD medicine is great. I've had one. You know, fix it. The car wreck, boom. You know, my jaw smashed. You know, my dad's a dentist, oral surgeon. Fix it. But the issue is, you go in there with slip disc, whatever it is, they don't ever tell you diet, get in shape, go to a chiropractor, go get massages, go work with a sports medicine person. No, they say, we're going to cut that open for you. We're going to put a cadaver's vertebrae in there. How's that sound?
Well, when all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. And this is exactly why Dr. Wallach set Youngevity up as a network business. This is exactly why. Because we have science-based, clinically verified solutions for the majority of chronic illnesses. And your pharmaceutical industry, your medical doctor does not want you to know what we know. So rather than fighting Big Pharma, we're going to ignore them. We're going to do an end around. Youngevity exists to build a grassroots coalition of the informed, people who get on board with our health recovery protocols, and then they tell their family and friends and church members about it. We lift each other up into health, and if you're struggling with financial issues also, you can also lift yourself up into wealth. I got to tell you, Alex, this is the best thing to happen to medicine since the invention of the sterile technique. If you would not believe the things that I have seen people recover from with science-based clinically verified medical nutrition.
Well, all I can say is this. I followed about 10% of the program and have seen dramatic stamina increase when I was really following it, 40 pounds of weight loss. But, I work 18, 20 hours a day right now and haven't even been exercising the last month and a half, so I've gained some weight back. But I've told Richard Reeves, and he's here, I'm going 100% back on the program. And just as soon as I can just stop working 18 hours a day, I'm about to have some Beyond Tangy Tangerine right now, which I normally have this time of day. But the point is that I promote what I believe in, and I want to show people a document cam shot here from the street. It was also in Yahoo News if you're watching on TV. If not, just go to InfoWars.com. AL International announces results of Youngevity clinical research studies performed by Clemson University Institute of Research. And it goes on. Now, nutraceutical research. Now, continuing, Big Pharma's all going into nutraceuticals now. They just change the molecules and try to patent it and then charge you $400 or 200 bottles of, for one bottle of something like fish oil. But expanding on this, I want to read here and maybe back out a little bit so viewers can actually see the whole article here. There you go. I want to read from this. The clinical studies were performed to identify the potential benefits of Youngevity signature core products Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classics at InfoWarsHealth.com. Youngevity's mission was to truly understand and clinically substantiate the health-promoting benefits of these two products. Individually, each product targets specific areas, needs, and nutritional deficiencies of the body. And then it goes on to break it down with what they found. It found with healthy colon cells, didn't hurt them. With the cancer cells, massively killed them. I mean, I'm going to read this. This is from Clemson, folks. This is certified. Remember, it's Dr. Wallach that sued the FDA over and over again and won. He used to work for the federal government. He's the guy at the core of stopping and banning vitamins in the 90s. I mean, this is the big group. These are the head honchos, okay? These are the Super Bowl champions here, okay? It says, when Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic were administered to healthy human cells, they did not induce or create any inflammatory response in levels above and below the recommended dosage. Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Ultimate Classic showed inflammation protective properties and heightened the body's protective response to possible inflammation, the autoimmune response. With Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate Classics were administered to healthy human colon cells. There was no significant death of healthy human cells compared to the cancerous colon cells. Ultimate Classic killed 95% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of cancerous liver cells, 65% of cancerous stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast cells. It goes on. Beyond Tangy Tangerine killed 60% of cancerous colon cells, 65% of cancerous liver and stomach cells, and 30% of cancerous breast cells. And it goes on. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Ultimate Classic, both exhibited efficient inhibition of the proliferation of cancerous cells and the recommendation dose. Now, again, everybody knows about the big studies on the alternative cancer treatments, injecting vitamin C at the medical facilities, and that they charge, you know, so much money. The point is, Linus Pauling got the Nobel Prize, after looking up and forget which year, for this. They found mega dosages of vitamin C. This isn't just vitamin C. This is all the trace elements, the minerals, the vitamins. And sure, if you're too far gone, this may not help you. My point is that there's all these people claiming, sponsors come to me and they go, we will give you, you know, $100,000 every quarter to say that this thing will kill cancer, no problem. And there's no proof. I go, I'm not going to do it. Okay, I went out and hunted around. I said, everybody is financing themselves with products that are health-oriented. I'm not going to do it because so much of it's quackville. But I had known about Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I had done my research. I saw Ted on it, my family on it, 97 pounds, 98 pounds lost by Aaron Dykes. It's not even advertised as weight loss because he totally follows the program religiously. And I'm just like, whoa, what is this? I mean, this is amazing. And again, it's because it's everything your body needs. And that's why they've adulterated the food and water, as Bertrand Russell said in the 30s, to make you addled and stupid and sick so they can push you over. So many times I talk to U.S. troops, they go, why could you defeat the Iraqis? He said they've been under 15 years of sanctions or whatever. They were so debilitated that, you know, you could beat up a full-grown man with one arm tied behind your back. Okay, I mean, this is, they want us debilitated as well. Now, I've been ranting, and I meant to get you on about some other issues, but I wanted to talk about this. This is Clemson University with the scientific study. This should be one of the biggest news issues out there. But I remember Linus Pauling's Nobel Prize for just vitamin C doing things like this. What is it in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and other products at InfoWarsHealth.com that is doing this? I mean, how big of a deal is this? What is it doing in your colon?
Well, it's a gigantic deal. And see, this is the thing. This is the greatest thing about science-based, clinically verified medical nutrition. And thank God for Dr. Wallach. Thank God for Dr. Wallach. When it comes to medical nutrition, the recipe is everything. You know, vitamins not really any different than wine. They're all made from grapes, but there's a great deal of difference between Annie Boonspring's green apple wine and a nice California Cabernet or chicken soup. What's the difference? The recipe's the difference. Well, Youngevity's nutritional supplements are informed by $25 million of federally funded research, the results of which are now in the Smithsonian that Dr. Wallach was in charge of. They did 26,000 autopsies, 10 million blood chemistries and histopathologies, and then Wallach took all of that information gleaned from all of this old-fashioned, straight-laced, boots on the ground, pragmatic research, and he started applying it with patients as a naturopathic physician. Now, when you put those two things together, the massive amounts of pragmatic research and decades of clinical experience, you start to get a clue. Our basic understanding here, our basic message is your body has a God-given ability to fix itself. It's a God-given ability to fix itself. Your body knows how to fix itself. Your body wants to fix itself. What your body needs to fix itself is 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 essential fatty acids. And that is what the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack provide for you. They give your body all of the essential nutrients that it needs to maintain and optimize its health. And they give it to you in the best, most sophisticated, most researched, most clinically verified recipe there is. This is a no-brainer, folks.
Absolutely. I mean, we never even promote the business end of this. We've got a lot of our affiliates signing up and becoming sellers of it. And it's free market. Make money, give people great products, get your listeners signed up. Stations want to contact at InfoWarsTeam.com. I'll cut promos for your local station. A lot of stations are doing it and helping people and financing liberty. It's so easy. InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. And I'll give you phone numbers when we come back from this break if you want to call and ask questions or sign up. And then we've got a whole third hour with your phone calls and more coming up.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was...
All right, Alex Jones here. We got two more short segments with our guests. A little bit in the next hour, then I'm giving the number out. These stories are up at InfoWars.com, but if you go to DrudgeReport.com, you can see it right there, front and center, top stories. Drone strikes on Americans legal. But I'm going to cover this some of this next hour. And when you read this, it says, well, now if we just have suspicion you might be connected to a terror group, we're going to kill Americans with drones. And then I was, and that's a Justice Department memo, and then I was looking at some of the other stuff. Amnesty would add $2 trillion to the long-term cost of Obamacare. And that's the job, bankrupt things. See, citizens have to pay up to $20,000 a year for a family, but the illegals are still going to get it all free. I mean, this is designed to bring this country down. This is absolutely insane what's happening. And meanwhile, Israel just took part of Syria. We're going to cover that next hour. I mean, this is all just escalating rapidly while the government armors up against the American people. And now is the time to point out that this is all out of control. And the reason I focus on the health issue sometimes is that's somewhere we can at least take care of ourselves. Look at this new story. Court, New York Times request for list of city gun owners violates the law. Yeah, I mean, they make you register if you can jump through 1,000 hoops in the state of New York and all these places, and then Bloomberg gets it and publishes your name so criminals know where to rob to get guns. I mean, it's just pure terrorism. These people are thugs. They ought to be arrested. Of course it violates the law. I said it violates the law at the time. Okay, you know, getting back to this, let me just give people the number. I said that. It kind of discriminates against folks that aren't online or don't like to be online. If you want to call the InfoWars Health information line to learn more or sign up to get discounts, it's 888-789-9277 on all the longevity products discounted. 888-789-9277. Ask about auto ship to get free shipping. 888-789-9277. And the InfoWars team product order line, if you want to sign up to be a distributor and get other special deals, it's 877-551-1301. And I'm done plugging, but that is also one of our main sponsors. Now we support ourselves, and it is a revolution in health. I want to get into digestive stuff in the next little short five-minute segment we have, Dr. Glidden. But briefly, finishing up on Obamacare, written by the insurance companies, absolutely increasing the price for health care, poor people having their bills increased, payroll taxes going up on poor people. I mean, what's going to happen when the public finds out that Obamacare is the power to tax, is the power to destroy, that it is a both feet stomping down on us, just total takeover?
Well, what's going to happen when people finally pick their heads up out of the sand and realize that MDs, bless their hearts, again, don't practice health care. They practice disease management. It's disease management. It's not health care. If it was health care, we'd be getting better. It's disease management. We're getting sicker. Alzheimer's is increasing. Autism is increasing. High blood pressure is increasing. Arthritis is increasing. Obesity is increasing. And we're getting, we live less and less and less. Our life expectancies are getting shorter and shorter. This is the bigger issue here. This is the bigger issue that nobody sees. MD-directed medical treatments not only are the leading cause of death, they're also the leading cause of bankruptcy. Why are they the leading cause of bankruptcy? Because they don't work. They work best for trauma. That's their domain. That's their domain. You got a bullet in your arm, you got a third-degree burn, you got a triple compound fracture, go to the MD. That's their wheelhouse. That's what they're good for. But listen, when you go to an MD prescribing symptom-suppressive drugs in a managerial fashion for chronic disease, guess what? You get sicker and sicker.
I want to come back and talk about something you've been talking about for more than a decade, and so is Dr. Wallach, now really picking up this wheat belly or this situation with what gluten's doing in digestive health.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's our final segment with Dr. Peter Glidden, syndicated talk show host right here on Genesis, GCNlive.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I'm going to give the number out in the next segment, cover news for one segment, and then take calls, I promise, for the full balance of the last 40 minutes of the next hour, or this hour we've now entered. I'll give the number out at the start of the next segment for everybody that would like to join us on any of the issues we've raised today. But Dr. Glidden, some of the other products, there's over 300. It's close to 400 up at InfoWarsHealth.com, the site that has the full listing of all the great longevity products. Root beer belly, just an amazing probiotic that's actually encapsulated, so it goes through the stomach and gets into the intestines. Tastes like root beer, a little packet. Kids love it. They've also got the new, let me show people this. This is what I give my kids. They love it. It's really good chocolate. Longevity triple truffle chocolate, antioxidant rich premium dark chocolate truffles. And it's got reishi mushroom powder in it. Great way to get vitamins and minerals into your children. That's all there as well at InfoWarsHealth.com. Just go check it out, folks. It's all there. But in closing, in the 4 minutes we've got left, you've got the floor. The gut, you know, the thing we're hearing about wheat belly and all this, what's really happening?
Well, here's the deal. Our whole basic premise here is that chronic diseases, the majority of chronic diseases, are caused by nutrient deficiencies. You know, you don't get high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes because you have a bad gene or because you have a voodoo curse. You get these illnesses because your body has run out of the raw materials necessary to maintain that part of your body. The same way you run out of oil in your car, the engine seizes, right? It's kind of a no-brainer. But MDs aren't trained in medical nutrition. They don't have any experience, no appreciation, no respect for it. So they don't know what we know. And what we know is that when you give your body the raw materials necessary for your body to function optimally, and you stop eating food that's gumming up the works, guess what? Most of the time, your body rallies and fixes itself. Now, so there are two things that we advise people to do. Fill your body up with the 90 essential nutrients. Take one healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. One healthy start pack per 100 pounds of body weight per month. And by the way, Alex, full disclosure, I have extracted myself from the revenue stream of the vitamin sales in longevity. Dr. Glidden does not make any money from talking up vitamins. I make zero. Quite frankly, I got sick of people saying, oh, Dr. G, you're just trying to make money selling vitamins. Well, guess what? I don't make any. My fiance does. My son does. People in my family do. People in my community do, because they're not stupid. They saw the opportunity and grabbed that bull by the horns.
Yeah, but they
the
always say that. I've had CNN say, you're trying to make money. Obama said that. Of course I've got to make money to fund my operation, and I promote what I believe in. Again, they do that to put people off balance. Oh, don't get into vitamins and minerals. Don't get into the very best out there. Oh, no, the alternative media shouldn't finance itself. We have bigger audiences than they do. They just have the big rotting facade that is coming down. And I am proud to finance myself and not take taxpayer money like MSNBC. I am proud to not spend $32 million a week like the outgoing Secretary of Defense spends per weekend flight. I mean, Obama, I think that's actually millions of dollars. Excuse me. How much does Obama spend just to fly somewhere? Let me find the Panetta article that I was looking at on Drudge. I mean, this is just absolutely incredible. Yeah, it's $32,000 tab per weekend trip, and that's nothing. Something like Obama per Air Force One trip or something was like $11 million. But, oh, we're bad if we say, hey, they want you sick. Look out. They want to cut you up. You know, they know you've got vitamin deficiencies and mineral deficiencies. Check this out. It's just incredible. Dr. Glidden, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Always a pleasure, Alex. My pleasure. I look forward to seeing you next time.
You bet. Absolutely. All right, we're going to come back with a big news blitz. I'm going to just focus, hit a bunch of stories. We'll see if I can do it. And then we're going to take your phone calls, all this and more coming up. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into another hour of worldwide broadcast. I am Alex Jones, your host, waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. We are here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. What is that? 9 a.m. until 12 noon Pacific. The news websites are Infowars.com. And, of course, we're also streaming video at InfoWarsNews.com. And we have subscription memberships to watch the nightly news and see all of my films there at InfoWarsNews.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I've had several guests on, including the gun shop, mega gun shop owner out of the suburbs of Houston, where Piers Morgan showed up yesterday in Katy. And didn't want the public to know where he was, scared of the public. He showed up with guards, of course. And we have video of all this. We're going to be premiering tonight on the nightly news, 7 o'clock, down at Tactical Firearms in South Texas. And there's video up on Infowars.com where I surprised Piers Morgan backstage. And I just shot it on my phone. And I wanted to go down there and, you know, just challenge him. Hey, you say you won that debate. But you don't want to have me back on, even though they admit it's the highest ratings Piers Morgan ever had. And we have the CNN lady saying, oh, I'd love to get you back on. It's the highest ratings we've ever had. He got higher ratings for a whole week. But again, because it was something interesting and wasn't completely scripted, and I got in his face, and it woke people up. Now let's go over some of the news, and I'm going to go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, yesterday, I saw mainstream news articles out of Houston saying that the owner of the Tactical Firearms said that ammo should have to be bought with a record. And he said he never said that. They cut up an interview to make it look like that. And Mike Adams had known the guy for about 5 years, even before he started his business. I talked to everybody. They said it's not true. But regardless, I said, well, we'll just have a protest down there because of this, because I thought it'd be them all in there and, you know, lovey-dovey. But I got the call. I went down there, and I got to go in behind the scenes and actually kind of freak out Piers Morgan. I didn't catch that part on tape because I had the phone down at my side shooting, but we're going to get the surveillance camera tape. And I saw it. He jumped when he saw me. Like, whoa, Alex Jones, absolutely classic. And they got a lot of surveillance in that facility, over 100 cameras. And so he says he's going to give it to us. And I'm really looking forward to that. You're going to get to see the real interviews that were done with Piers Morgan and not what was edited, because he lied to them and said, you will be live and these points will be made. And he would say things like, well, you know, the reason you can't miss with a shotgun is that it has a wider pattern and you don't want to kill people on the other side of the wall as a handgun or rifle can do. You can also shoot your neighbors. They just edited it down to, oh, you can't miss with a shotgun. By the way, you kill your neighbors. You see, that's the type of deception that they engage in. One minute he's wearing safety glasses. It cuts to Piers, cuts back. He's not wearing the safety glasses. It's one thing to edit things, because if you've got hours of video, you've got to do that. Or there's a particular part you want to play. But you can't just sit there and mix things together to where someone is saying something that they didn't really say. I mean, an example of that is I mimicked the Illuminati hand signs that were being made at the Super Bowl yesterday. And driving home last night, when I got home, I knew that I could type in Alex Jones does Illuminati hand sign and see the other times I've done it and see that. And it's already out there going, look, he's making the sign. I mean, I've gone and given speeches before and said, you know, this sign, El Diablo. People do it for UT. They don't know this is, you know, the sign of the devil. But really, it's not the sign of the devil. It was the sign to ward off the devil in Italy. Well, they take that still and say, I'm doing the El Diablo. You see, I mean, so the general public and mentally ill people and schizophrenics, but also just jealous people, they do what CNN does. But see, that's taking something out of context. That's intellectually dishonest. And that's why Piers Morgan makes me so angry, is that I heard him talking going, yeah, look, yeah, he's not wearing a jacket. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, shoot from a low angle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The belly, you know, I got a little bit of belly. When I stand up early, don't, when I'm sitting down, I got a little bit of a pot belly. And I'm starting going, oh, you're going to make me look bad. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, forget you. I'm done. And I'm done talking about Piers Morgan for now. We're going to air some of that tonight, 7 o'clock. But let me just run through some of these headlines here. Here it is. Exclusive. Justice Department reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans. And they used a case of Anwar al-Awlaki. I think that was a stage killing. He was admittedly CIA on record. So that was just when that came out, he was CIA. I predicted they'd stage his death, and they did. I don't believe that for a minute. It's called being sheep-dipped. It's just a simulant terrorist that they, oh, we got to take your rights because of this guy. You know, we got to set up checkpoints because of this guy. Oh, by the way, now it's for gun owners. But Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes. And reading here, it says Justice Department memo concludes that U.S. government can order the killing of American citizens if they are believed to be senior operational leaders of al-Qaeda or an associated force, even if there is no intelligence indicating they are engaging in activities and to actively plot to attack the U.S. So, guilt by association. And again, you remember Kony, the propaganda last year that it turned out was connected to the government and major foundations, Kony 2012 that we shot down? They didn't care. They got a presidential order that saying that anybody connected to Kony or any of his associates or anyone we claim might be an associate in any place in Africa, we could invade. And now they're invading countries 1,000 miles away from Central African country where Kony hadn't been seen for 6.5 years. They just say, oh, there's a dead guy, hadn't been seen in the jungle. We got to invade anywhere in Africa because, you know, you're giving aid to Kony. Meanwhile, the UN is in that very African country. I'm having that moment where I can't remember. What's the name of the Central African country? It'll pop in my head that Kony was supposedly in, and then he went north. No, it's not Mali where they just attacked and had the French go in. I'm going to type in Joseph Kony. It'll come up. Joseph Kony. Uganda, yeah. I was having one of those moments where I couldn't remember. It was killing me. It was killing me that I couldn't remember Uganda. I know all about Uganda and its whole history and the Idi Amin and all the craziness, and then I suddenly couldn't remember it. Okay, let's go ahead now and continue through these articles. Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans, and it just says, we'll kill you if we want, and yeah, we'll use them to arrest people we say are cattle thieves in North Dakota, and we'll surveil you with it, and we'll use your tax money to do it. But we want your guns. Here's another one, an example of how dangerous Mexico is. And even Cancun's having stuff happen like this in it now. But the media doesn't want you to know generally when the State Department even puts out a travel advisory. Acapulco, tourists tied up with bikinis, all under 30s. The men tied up with electrical wire while the women were tied up with their own bikinis and gang raped before they were robbed. I think you want to go to Acapulco or any of those places in Mexico? Nowhere's going to be safe there soon, folks. They have almost 60,000 dead, and all the guns were taken from the citizens. Now, citizens can't have guns, but oh, we should pay for anybody that wants to flee Mexico to come up here and get free Obamacare and free kids they can have and anchor babies, and then I've got to pay for it, and you got to pay for it. And you're racist if you don't like it. Hey, can I go to Mexico? And hey, I'm here to, my wife's 9 months pregnant. I walk in the hospital. Not only are you going to have my kid in here, but you're going to pay for it. The Mexicans would literally laugh at you. I mean, can you imagine going to Mexico and saying, yeah, I'm here to get welfare and I'm here to get a free birth. But again, that's racist even asking to go to Mexico if you're Hispanic, black, white, doesn't matter, and ask to have a kid. I mean, the cops will shake you down and throw you in jail. We should just merge with Mexico. It's a great thing, you know, and turn our guns in like they've done. Let's continue here. U.S. draws up battle plan to stave off digital attacks. Now, this is out of the Independent, and you'll notice that I've been talking about this for 4 years because Homeland Security and the Cyber Command, made up of the four branches of the military, said in speeches we've played clips of, these are public, that they will go out and start hacking and attacking anyone who isn't for the mission domestically. Domestic propaganda, shutting down alternative media websites, attacking people, and they do stuff like go on your website and call for people to hack a government server. Then that's an excuse on a message board, because it's on your message board, to then attack your website. And that is the new issue. And even mainstream media says this is a total police state takeover and that we're going to the Russian or Chinese style of the internet. I mean, that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's CNET News. Even Google, who's connected to the government, admits that. Oh, look, the cause of the Super Bowl power outage remains unclear. Who turned out the lights, AP reports. Nobody knows. There's not going to be an investigation. And it says NFL commissioners didn't seem to care one bit when lights went out. They seemed to be calm. Like they knew what was going on. Folks, it's all about turning the lights out to teach you to not have power all the time. They do it officially all over the world. It's called Earth Hour, Earth Day, the rest of it. Enron did it to train everybody to accept higher power prices. They would turn the power off intermittently to prepare you for that because for whatever reason, psychologically, you will accept higher prices if you believe it's scarce. So there's the big whitewash there. Okay, shifting gears. U.S. gun owners outnumber hunters 5-1 in 2011. Well, they harass hunters so much and made it so expensive that, yeah, it's cost prohibitive. People are buying guns to protect themselves, not to go hunting. Americans don't have time to go hunting anymore. Too busy working three jobs. So you could pay $20,000 a year for the Obamacare. You could pay all the new taxes on people making $30,000 a year that Obama promised not to do, just like he promised not to have NDAA. He promised to kill the Patriot Act. He promised to end all these wars, which he has expanded. But he's a Peace Prize winner, so it's okay. Martin Luther King Jr. High School coach shoots attackers, WKYZ. Very exciting news there out of Detroit. The armed men came who've been picking on the girls and threatening them, so he escorted them out. And when they came up with their guns to attack the young women, reportedly, he dealt with them. There you go. How dare that coach protect those young women? He should be more gelded. I mean, he shouldn't have men out there that want to protect young girls. How evil is that? Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here back Sundays, 4 to 6, with the Sunday radio transmission, 4 to 6 Central. Nightly news, 7 o'clock Central every night, streaming out at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWarsNews.com. I'm Alex Jones, your host. All right, I'm going to start going to your phone calls. You know, I saw this morning, and I must have mentally suppressed it. It should have been our top story, and I just didn't cover it. Because I saw it this morning, I heard the guys talk about it at the start of the show, and it's like my brain's actually protecting me from things now. I just didn't register it because I don't like Janet Napolitano. I know what she did in Arizona, the open borders, the corruption, what a pig she is, the bizarre stuff she's done at the Justice Department to men. I mean, this is a monstrous woman. Big Sis, as Drudge has dubbed her. And now she will decide what happens with the borders. Not the law, not the Constitution. No, she will decide if we have any border security or not. They've already got the Border Patrol down there harassing Americans drinking beer. I've seen it. I mean, we pay the government. They won't even let people go sit on the Rio Grande drink a Coors Light. I've watched them do it to people. And then now this monster who was involved in Fast and Furious, they're talking about her running for president. They're pushing in the Washington Post, you name it. Oh, she could be the one. I mean, give me a break. A Janet Reno clone? Come on. Is there no end to it? What a monster. And they'll stage the election, the voting machine. She'll probably end up being a new emperor. I mean, I wonder if she'll make all the men in America go live in the bathroom like they do at the Justice Department. You know, they settled those cases. A bunch of crazy, weird women raging around. A lot of them take testosterone. So they're like men, but they're crazy. And they just absolutely call the men in and let them know they're the scum of the earth. Just can you imagine living under these women? This country is in so much trouble because we just put up with all this baloney. I mean, there's got to be an end to it. There's got to be an end to it. Let's go to your phone calls. Let's go to Nick in Ireland. Nick in good old Ireland. How you doing today?
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, sir. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, not too bad. How's yourself?
I got home 2:30. Surfed the internet till about 3:30. Kids woke me up about 6:30. Four-year-old came in and turned the light on. So I'm actually feel pretty darn good. It's almost like I'm high off not having any sleep.
Yeah, normal day then, eh?
Well, not quite, but yeah.
Okay, if you don't mind, I just had a couple of quick questions. I just can't seem to get any clarification on.
Well, go ahead, brother.
Well, first thing, everyone's seen all the coverage from the hostage situation in Algeria, right? But I've never heard anyone ask the question for the potential as to how many of the militants actually killed hostages using weapons that came from the embassy in Benghazi.
Well, that's just like Fast and Furious. I mean, it's not just Benghazi. Our government is run by foreign banks who armed al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria and gave them missiles, heat-seeking missiles. And they're invading all these African countries, and it's in the news going, yeah, it's blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys that were at the refinery and had the hostages, and then they pulled out, and the troops came in. It's a simulant. If you want to invade a country now, Hitler attacked his own bases on the Polish border in Operation Himmler at Gliwice. And it's the oldest trick in the book. It's like Turkey going over and firing rockets back at itself or mortars to be able to then take part of Syria. And, you know, Israel's taking part of Syria, and it's like, for our safety, we're taking part, because the rebels might attack us. And then meanwhile, the rebels are who the West put in. The West started this in Syria, and the public is in such a coma that they're just like, what good, I'm glad. Kill Assad, he's with al-Qaeda. And it's just like, look, just it's entered Twilight Zone level, because they know about half the population does not know how to find their rear end with both hands.
Yeah, unfortunately, most people are all at Obama.
Obama, Obama. Yeah, I can't even do it. My voice is so shot. Let me try it. Obama. I can't even do it.
Yeah, you're pretty good. Here, right, second thing. We're sick of what the Obama administration
Obama,
is doing.
Obama. Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly.
Sorry.
So Rand Paul had Hillary Clinton right where your movement needed her last week, and we, the rest of the world, are sick of what the Obama administration is doing to your country's image on the world stage. He knows exactly what happened in Benghazi. You treated her with kid gloves. He could have exposed everything on live TV and got the ball rolling, but gave her a pass. One can only surmise as to why. I'm pretty sure if Ron Paul was asking the questions, they might have been a little bit different, eh?
Look, here's why Congress kisses the butt of Homeland Security. People like Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is a mobster gangster with a lot of notches on her belt. And let me tell you something. These people don't play games. Most people are scared, and that's why we're being enslaved. I mean, the spectacle of me being on air is a miracle.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to go right back to your calls, and I'm going to get to some more news. But during the break, CJ and I were just marveling. Imagine having Janet Napolitano as the president. We know they're puppets. We know they're front people. But still, they're nasty ringwraiths of the globalists. I mean, they're servants of serious corruption. And that's why you got the Republicans getting in line, the leadership. They want a seat at that trough, that bloody trough of our money and our name that's being destroyed worldwide. And they're just moving forward. And it's because of the spectacle of TV and the modern bread and circuses and the adulteration of the food and water, the public is so dumbed down. Here's some of the articles, news articles, up at prisonplanet.com. North Korea may stage multiple nuclear tests. I mean, look at that image. That's the greatest image if you're watching on TV of government tyranny. A little soft nobody who never did anything, never carried out the trash, never got in a fist fight. I mean, because they've got dossiers on him trained in Switzerland where they sent him away. The dictator of a country. There it is. There's government. That's what it is. That's where it leads. A little Caligula. The world is heading into World War III. Got a Gerald Celente interview up there. Arizona student suspended for having a gun screensaver. Again, it's the introduction of thought crime. Charlottesville, Virginia. That's First Amendment, folks. They're not threatening anybody. Charlottesville, Virginia becomes first U.S. city to ban government spy drones. U.S. Marine questions narrative behind Chris Kyle murder. That's breaking exclusive news. We have an exclusive photo of the supposed shooter who was a mechanic from Marines inside saying he didn't see any combat. They think it's all staged. Japan says China aimed military radar at ship, which can hurt people, by the way. Author and former intelligence contract pilot accused in murder-suicide, getting rid of the, taking out the people you don't want to know, have information. America's next vigilantes. And it goes into Mexico having vigilantes that are actually restoring order in some areas. The video of where I confront in a friendly way, but it gets a little testy because Pierce couldn't help himself yesterday behind the scenes there at the shooting range. Ted Nugent in the video clip saying that Piers Morgan is full of crap, needs to leave gun owners the hell alone. That's up there. Piers Morgan reveals astonishing ignorance and claim that commercial airplanes are gun-free zones when we've worked to get the pilots rearmed again. Just amazing. So that's just some of the news up at PrisonPlanet.com. And there's a lot of the same news on Prison Planet. There is on Infowars.com, but sometimes Infowars.com might go down. So Prison Planet's the mirror. But there's also a lot of exclusive stuff over there, so it's not exactly a mirror at PrisonPlanet.com. So an important URL destination. And remember, they don't want this information getting out. They admitted to me, off record, but also on record, and we've got some of this on video, that they got the highest ratings Piers Morgan has had in 2 years. And, I mean, he's had former presidents on, and he's had movie stars on, and he's had stupid royalty on. People are sick of it. And I go in there and get in his face, and for several weeks, he had the highest ratings he's ever had. Now why is that? It's because people want reality, and people can tell I'm real. For whatever reason, you bet I'm real. Blood, feathers, warts, guts, the whole nine yards, I'm real. And that's why I know. I mean, I know if they put me on national television with a produced news show covering real issues, it would be the number one show in this country. Not just news, but number one, period. I mean, I got the ratings from 590 AM on the Sunday show that they carry, and it is number one in all radio in Austin, period, by massive numbers. Now that they have the instant meters where it's actually who's listening, I mean, just our ratings are everywhere. They've put me up against Rush Limbaugh. I've beaten him. But it doesn't matter. Then ESPN comes and buys the station or somebody else does. It's just, it's incredible to watch these talk show hosts. Now, Limbaugh basically built himself in the beginning. But other talk show hosts, they're just given. Oh, here's Clear Channel and Premiere. We'll just put you on all this. Here, boom, you get it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you beat them in the ratings. It doesn't matter. That's not what it's about. They don't want this show getting out there. But it doesn't matter. It's on, latest numbers, around 150 stations. And that is a huge thing for a broadcast like this. And a lot of them are big stations, a lot are mom and pops. I want to thank all those affiliates. And it's so important to spread the word. If you're listening to this on an AM or FM station, this is a big deal. That in 17 years, I, with my listener support, have been able to crawl up to this point. Literally from Access Television, from the basement, self-trained, self-taught. And I'm nobody special. But they were coming for my guns. They were taking farmers' property. They were harassing old people with zoning laws. I decided to do something. And I'm telling you, if you get involved and take action against these people, you will bring them down. But if you bend over, they're going to run over you. If you lay down to these people, it's bad news. Rediscover the American spirit. If you're listening on AM or FM stations, folks, I'm telling you, and a lot of people do this, put a big sign, especially if you're on the highway. Go get the plywood, paint it white, and put the affiliate and the station and when I'm on. Like, learn the truth. This station, Alex Jones. People have done this over the years. We don't have the big monopoly like some of the outfits that also own the big billboard company so they can advertise their own stuff. But patriots have put up billboards all over the country plugging Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and stations we're on. I mean, listen, it's a big deal. And if we're on a local station, if you went and stood on a street corner and handed out 100 paper printouts of when my show's on and what's happening, I guarantee you 20, 30 people you hand that out to are going to tune in. They're going to probably wake up. I can't tell you how many listeners, when I've done this with calls, ask, how did you wake up? Somebody told me to go to Infowars.com. I saw a bumper sticker. I saw it written on the bathroom wall. I saw it written on a dollar bill, a Federal Reserve note. It's not really a dollar bill. See, we have to change the language here. And that's how Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com is getting out there. And like it or not, we're the most effective, most aggressive voice out there to push the envelope. And let me tell you, I hear stuff on all the big mainline neocon shows that they weren't talking about 2 years ago that's right out of my mouth. So my talking points, which aren't talking points, it's what I've researched, what I've seen, what the globalists have said they're doing. The real power of this show is not the 600 million views or whatever it is now on YouTube one way or another. It's not the 150 AM and FM stations. It's not the global shortwave. It's not the 500-something thousand getting the podcast every day free. That's all important. It is that you are talking, others are talking, and even if they don't give me credit, which doesn't matter, the signal's getting out there. And it's really starting to turn the tide. And my point is, we've got a chance to beat these people. All right, I'm going to shut up and go to your calls. Shut up, Jones. You never shut up. Let's go. I'm joking. I don't talk to myself. Maybe when I'm sleep deprived, I do. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. You're on the air listening on 1530 WCKG in Chicago. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny. I was watching some tube today, and it's astonishing to see the military in Baltimore, the streets of Baltimore, celebrating with the football team. Military RVs and the Super Bowl trophy going through the streets of Baltimore.
No, it's all done as a psyop to acclimate you to troops on the streets, the drills, the Kentucky Derby. I forgot that. Yeah, at the end of the Super Bowl, the troops celebrating. Yay! We associate the Super Bowl with troops on the street. Yeah, it's happening. Oh, yeah. Here's the question. What are they getting ready for that they've done slow acclimation, now they're going full bore?
I think it's going to be something massive. I think it's going to be some sort of false flag. There's an FBI Homeland Security document where they are concerned about people infiltrating Homeland Security or TSA and letting some sort of bomb go through. It's astonishing. But what I wanted to bring up was these smart meters here in Naperville. Not too far where I lived. I actually interviewed the lady who had the thugs of the power company go in and install the smart meters. And it's astonishing what they're doing to these people here in Naperville. It's truly astonishing. And it's just another example that this green authoritarianism is just going to tell us what to do, what we can do in our homes. It's really astonishing what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you interviewed her. Yeah, you've done work with We Are Change. You're a journalist. You do a great job, Julio. I know you call him from time to time. We've got her actually on the broadcast tomorrow. They arrested the neighbor because she called her over for help. People forgot. And then they arrested her the day later for putting it on YouTube out in the street videoing the police. And it doesn't matter how many times it gets thrown out of court. They just want to take you to jail. I mean, the government is completely out of control. And what is it about Illinois? Because I got to be honest with you. My cousin lives up there. Everybody I've met from Illinois who's been down here when I've been up to Illinois are really cool, nice, smart people who actually know the government's corrupt and are awake. So where's the paradox of everybody I've ever met from Illinois is really nice? It's like the cliche of Canadians being nice or Texans being nice, but then the governments are so horrible. What happened up there?
I have no idea, to be honest with you, Alex. You're right. Everyone is, for the most part, pretty nice to themselves, tight-knit, family-oriented people around the suburbs. But we just have these true thugs come in and take over everything. And now we have Rahm Emanuel, a true coward, the Napoleon of the 21st century, as I like to call him. He's really going to tear Chicago into just a crime-ridden city.
They do it on purpose. Everybody's in fear. They've taken the guns. And then they blame the whole country that they have 530-something murders a year. But they're admitting the police don't even investigate murder, from what I've read. You can just kill whoever you want in Chicago as long as it's not a made man. It's a place for criminals to feed.
And the only reason why it's not getting national attention is because most of the crimes in the south and west side of Chicago happen with the drug war, happen with the gangs. Majority of them get their money in the black market from the drug war.
It's just like Mexico. If you decriminalize the drugs, it never would have happened. Now it's so bad, even if you decriminalize, the criminal culture is so big, they're just going to move into other stuff. And we see kidnapping and all the things third world countries have coming here because the criminal culture of government. God bless you, Julio. Let's talk to Deborah in Florida, DHS and Bank of America. Oh, yeah, Bank of America is telling gun shops, you name it, it's confirmed. We don't want your business. What happened to you, Deborah?
Hi. Basically, I saw as far as Bank of America, I saw a video on YouTube where this woman made the phone call, put the phone down by the camera, and you heard the whole thing. She says, I went to buy ammunition, and I've been told that any guns and ammunition sales, you're banning payments. Is this true? And they said, yes. They blew my mind. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they're not letting people buy guns, and they're keeping it quiet. But I had a major gun dealer on like 2 years ago, a gun manufacturer. We had him on the show. I forget who it was. Guys, get me some news on that. Type in gun manufacturer has his Bank of America account suspended or terminated. And they called him in and they said, we told you 6 months ago we don't like this, and so we're terminating your account. It was a pretty big company. I had him on. Now, it's just wild. I mean, Rahm Emanuel said, banks, lean on them. They're going to control what you can purchase now with your money legally and lawfully. I haven't seen that YouTube video. Tell me about it. What's the name of it?
It's just, I don't remember off the top of my head. It's just a woman who called in, and she puts the phone down on the desk, and you hear the whole thing, and it's like, oh, my goodness. You know, I couldn't believe it. And then similar, somebody else who puts out a lot of political videos where everything is come to fruition. It's all truth. One video he put out that was kind of astonishing that said that all DHS is trying to take away all authority from sheriffs around the country, state to state, arresting powers, everything. And they started with Delaware and they completed with Delaware. And something about Joe Biden's son being in office there. I don't know if that's true, if that has anything to do with it. But they're doing this all under the radar. Now, is this true? I don't know. But usually everything that I've seen from this guy's videos have been just all mainstream.
Look, they're doing it all. Bank of America, and we actually found the article. Let's punch it up. It's CNS News. Let's punch that one up first. Bank of America freezes gun maker's account. Yeah, that was... Oh, this is a new article. I guess it's happened to a new group because I had a fell on a couple of years ago. Bank of America has reportedly frozen the account of gun manufacturer American Spirit Arms, according to its owner, Joe, how do you pronounce that? Sirmokman, in a Facebook post dated the 29th. So yeah, that's a new one. We looked and found another company. Now let's go to the Daily Caller. Bank of America, credit debit cards not blocked from purchasing guns, ammunition. So they're now denying that, and I'm sorry. I've just seen Bank of America do this over and over again. Well, I mean, just type in banks, take Time Warner. They won't let you run a sporting, fishing, shooting store ad on their local cable channels. They won't let you run it in their publications. They won't let you run it on their AOL. I mean, that was announced a month ago. They're canceling gun shows on TV that are hit shows. It's all over the place that big banks are not taking gun manufacturers or sellers' business and trying to lean on smaller banks not to. And then, oh, but none of that's happening. Again, we don't want your guns. We just got bills introduced to take them. It's the same tactic over and over again. Thank you, Deborah. Chris in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, it seems like the best way to deal with these county commissioners here in Pinellas County, who are so obstinate when it comes to listening to the people, a supermajority that we had this past November when they voted the fluoridation of the water back in effective March 1st, seems like a political action committee might be the best way to go. Because we...
No, I hear you. For those that don't know, Pinellas County voted it out, but then special interest came in and voted it back in, and you have the Harvard studies and all of them saying bone cancer, brain damage, deadly, doesn't help your teeth. You need to sue them. You need to sue them. You need to sue them for fraud, taking special interest money to then make you buy toxic waste to put it in your water. Just get aggressive. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Al in Delaware. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, you're right, Alex. We're going to have to get left. You know, one thing I love about being a righteous American, and I have a lot of rage, which is righteous American group enhancement, is we're never vulgar, but we're always right. You know, I always echo, I listen to your show every, like I said, haven't missed many in 5 years. You're like the son I never had. You got, you know, you helped me get my house because this, they had the Patriot Act. Now they have health care. And every day I go on, after your show, I call a couple radio stations and I air it out. And people are still in disbelief.
Back off your phone a little bit. Back off your phone. It's overdriving.
Oh, I'm saying that I do get a chance to talk on air. I repeat what you say every day. And the word is getting out, but it's getting out slowly. The problem we really have is that people are so watered down and dumbed down by mainstream
media.
No,
they're so watered down. Some people got freaked out by me telling peers, don't try to take our guns. I know you want to disarm us, and I'm sick of your fraud. I mean, imagine if we had people like that in 1776, we never would have gotten off the ground. We have been brainwashed and put into this little subservient, you know, cheerleader mode. And it is absolutely disgusting. We got to shake people out of their coma. I want to tell everybody something out there, if you're a new listener. We will lose everything. The globalists plan to gut this country in an accelerated program with a Homeland Security Gestapo if we don't get aggressive, okay? I mean, we are all in grave danger. They're coming to take everything away. Do you understand? And some more phone calls here. It is not my job to try to scare you or dumb you down or make you think it's all over. People, it's the opposite. They just think, oh, government loves me. Or people are awake but think they don't have any power. You do have power. I mean, look at these articles I didn't even get to. Globalist-funded think tank says poverty will save the planet. Kurt Nemo, Infowars.com. And it links to all the quotes about how they want to change our way of life and make us poor and how the state will run our lives. Here's another article out of U.S. News and World Report. Study, global warming can be slowed by working less. And it goes on to say, basically, that being poor is a good way to save the earth. CIA rendition, more than a quarter of countries offered covert support. And that's just about pure corruption, fighting Al-Qaeda. They run Al-Qaeda. And they just call whatever group they're slaughtering Al-Qaeda. But the real Al-Qaeda works for them. And you know, I've been proven right about that. Do I get an apology? Everybody's saying, oh, how dare you say the government runs Al-Qaeda. It's on record they run the stinking group. Because it's not our government. It's a bunch of globalists. Just mafia running all over us. I'm sick of it. And if you got all these dozens and dozens of new taxes and Obamacare just runs our whole lives and the IRS runs it and all these new taxes to shut the economy down. And I watch the economy shutting down and people going into poverty and the very criminals that are doing it up there, how they're trying to save us and how much they love us. They're a bunch of seedy, oily mafia crooks and I'm tired of them. And I hate watching the country get gutted. While the New World Order runs extermination operations in third world countries, injecting little kids with live polio and meningitis, killing them. They go into villages and shoot the kids up, and like half of them die in a week. I saw articles about that last week. It wasn't even news. I didn't even cover it. It's just so, oh, more kids are murdering. I mean, you know, that to hear about how the UN's the good guy and how the UN loves us. I'll be walking through a store and I'll have a TV on. Miss America says she loves the UN and UNICEF, you know. Just all this brainwashing, destroying our whole civilization, wrecking it. And they scientifically codify it into this baloney about this is how we save the earth. They're actually putting their implosion system into a political paradigm because they know their tyranny will wreck the economy. So they go, oh, we do it on purpose. It's what you do. I know that. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is John from Dallas, Texas. I called you about a month ago, and I compared the government as to being our dogs. I wanted to bring up a few points to you and all of the listeners. If you guys are a Ron Paul fan or a Liberty fan in general, you can go to Ron Paul's YouTube channel. And the most recent speech he had is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful. It's not really a big crowd, so a lot of people don't know about it, but he basically touches on the Second Amendment and stuff like that. So if you and your crew and all the listeners want to go to that YouTube channel.
The video's up on Infowars.com last time I checked. There's also a video of him talking about an article about him talking about what would Jesus do, and then the neocons all got really upset about it.
Oh, you have the most recent one from January 26th?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, another thing, this the assassination of Chris Kyle, our our veteran that was killed here in Texas. Whether you want to believe that that was a cover-up or not, this is a huge deal for the government, for the New World Order, because Chris Kyle was starting a civilian training course so that civilians would know how to defend themselves in case of tyranny or any other situation.
Listen, I'm out of time. I'm out of time for this segment. By the way, I'm going to come back with a little bit of overdrive here. I need to get into Bank of America.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I meant to plug this during the main broadcast, but plug it tomorrow. WHSY 950 AM in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Live weekdays, 12 noon to 2 p.m., carrying, I guess, 2 hours the show. And that started yesterday. KIDO 580 AM, Boise, Idaho. And it's tape delayed. They air at 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central. And that begins on my birthday, the 11th of February. I mean, I just, every couple of days, they're bringing in new affiliates. I mean, this is just awesome. I don't even know how many. I know it's up to 150 or so. And for us, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And look, I think they killed Chris Kyle. We've got articles up at Infowars.com right now, the most deadly U.S. sniper, the Navy SEAL. I mean, they killed him. He was going to start a citizen sniper training. He was trying to get teachers armed. And I think he was put up to saying the stuff about Ventura, and he wasn't going to go along with that, because I know people that know him and go shooting with him. And I've talked to him before, on record, on the Opie and Anthony show. And now this Marine that they say did this, story doesn't fit, and it turns out he was never in combat from the reports we've got from Marines that knew him. He was a mechanic. So this is a pretty serious U.S. Marine questions narrative behind Chris Kyle murder. And that's the Marine that gave us the info and proved who they were and gave us a real photo. In fact, you guys can click on the photo for people watching if you want and show them. Yeah, there he is. There's the reported shooter in the Marines. And that's the guy. And that was given to us by the Marines that took the photo. And we did a Google search on that to even check the Marines. We are the people to post it. It's not somebody else's photo. So there it is right there, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Big nightly news show tonight. It's going to be live, 7 o'clock Central. Amazing job the crew's doing. We're going to be doing the show live throughout the week so that we can learn how to. We've done it live before, but so we can get really good at doing it live, but also do it taped with special reports. We're going to have a lot of behind the scenes from the protest against Piers Morgan. That's coming up as well. Let's talk to Daniel in Kentucky, speaking of Piers Morgan. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, what you been doing, buddy?
Busting my butt fighting redcoats.
I hear that. I've been following you for about a month. People have forgotten how much of power of choice they've got. People like Piers Morgan, who's a talking head for CNN and all the other mainstream media. If people, if your listeners alone and internet people would just tune them out, stop watching them, stop following them on the internet, you would see a reaction from them. I promise you, the Piers Morgans would disappear.
Well, he is disappearing. He's only got a half million viewers. They used to have like 10 million 15 years ago in that same Larry King slot. He is disappearing. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Thanks for holding to say that. It's just that the media is magnifying what he's saying, so we're going in there to hijack their propaganda channel. Marvin in Texas, he wants to talk about 1776. We've got 1 minute, brother.
Hey, Alex, just a feel-good story. I was down there last night, and Jakari Jackson is my four-year-old son's hero now. Followed him around all last night. And by the way, all he's doing now is screaming 7076 all over the house. I don't know what you did to him, if you corrupted him or not, but it was pretty interesting. I just wanted to make you feel good, man. And by the way, you're not as good as Jakari. That's what my son's been saying all day.
Jakari, look at him on TV and know him in person. He is very charismatic. And we're getting him broken in, too. He's getting used to it. Right out of college, and RTF and stuff right into the front lines of the InfoWar. You know, he won the reporter contest. By the way, InfoWars.com/contest, $115,000 prizes for films. You got 2.5 months to make it. Could be 3 minutes, could be an hour, could be 2 hours long. InfoWars.com/contest. But the real prize is, out of the group of winners or the runners-up, we're going to work with people and try to hire folks as filmmakers to work with us. This isn't a game. I mean, it's not just the prize. You get a shot at working here in the InfoWar, or click on the red horse at the top of InfoWars.com.